Hopkins 3 for 3 today. This is for the lead from 49.
What's poppin'? It's a nice, quick, short week. Holiday weekend.
Best week of the year.
It's just great, isn't it? And there's so much to look forward to.
I know. There's Thanksgiving Lions, regardless of how terrible that team is.
Well, they played a great game today, though. Got a lot of momentum going into this thing.
Just when you think there can't be a dumber game that they're involved in.
No, they can't. It can't.
It gets dumber. They lost a game in which the other team did not score an offensive touchdown, and they put up 16 points.
With a rookie quarterback who could not hit the side of a barn door. I mean, he was terrible. He missed 2 touchdown passes.
I love that saying, by the way. Can't hit the side of a barn door.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
What is the history of that?
When they took the lead, I think it was like, I don't know how many series they went, but they were like 6 series, and they had 4 yards.
Sounds about right.
They were horrible. The season, the bookends on this season are just so perfect. Arizona up 18 with a quarterback in his first game ever.
Yep. Another rookie. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they give up 18 points in the fourth quarter. Nice defense. Then we have today's game. They lose the Redskins 19-16. Redskin offense was pretty much a 94 yard kickoff return.
Yeah.
And
you know what bothered me about that kickoff return?
What?
Is it Rondé Barber? That was the color commentator.
Oh, is that Rondé? I always think it's Tiki.
I believe, whatever. One of the barbers.
Yeah.
And they're terrible. They're both bad at what they do. But he said, oh, because he dropped the ball there, it really throws off the other team. And I'm sitting there going, okay, if it's really that great of a thing to do, why doesn't everybody do it on every single kickoff?
You know,
it's just a freak thing.
I've heard that said so many times, but how many times does a guy drop the ball and get tackled at the 7-yard line? It happens a lot.
Exactly. But because one time when it works, Barber says they should do it every time.
Guy made a great run back.
It was.
And his first one was pretty good, too.
It was all offense.
That game was just hilarious. First of all, I'm so excited about Scarborough. Every time he gets the ball, Scarbs! I'm just so fired up to see Scarbs.
We were dying down here.
And then there's a T.J. McKissick Miasek.
Yeah.
Although he didn't play too much. there was in this game the punt return to the 1-yard line.
Yeah, that was a brilliant decision to recover that one.
He caught it on the end zone line and returned it to the 1. Then
they want to make things happen.
There was that 2-minute drive before the half, which was brilliant. The clock management. By Matt Patricia. They left, for some reason, they went into halftime with 2 timeouts. What?
Well, I was apoplectic about not trying the 57-yard field goal.
Yeah.
Before the end of the half. Yeah. Which was dumb. Try it.
Well, if anybody's going to make it, Prater.
Yeah.
I mean, he can hit those easily. So congrats on this 2 save timeouts going into the halftime.
Yep.
Oh, there were turnovers on consecutive offensive plays in the second quarter.
That was great. That was really funny.
But the highlight of the game is when the Skins come back and tie it, and the Lions have the 2-minute drive. I'm so excited because it was so well managed before that. And Driscoll throws, he's about to get wailed on in the pocket, and he throws that crazy duck towards the sideline.
Yeah.
And for some reason, the Redskin DB runs up to catch it. And the Lions receiver, I don't know who it was, he just stood there.
Yeah.
And it was right in his arms, and he dropped it.
Yep.
That was the ball game. But then...
That game, that play right there is a perfect symbol for the whole game.
I couldn't agree more. It was a horrible
Boom.
Pass.
Hot take!
He dropped the pick. It was right in his arms. But he throws an interception on the next play.
How are they so bad?
I don't know. But their defense, when the defense has
Washington
to make a stop,
terrible.
It never happens, ever.
They did. They did. And the defense didn't let a touchdown in today, Drew.
It's true.
Yeah. And Haskins, oh, my God, he was so bad.
Not to mention the pile of holding penalties they had that would call back a lot of Scarbs' runs.
Yes, there were those, too.
It was a joke. Every play was laugh out loud funny.
No, I was laughing. I never laugh during a football game. Nothing funny happens.
Does with this team.
I was laughing.
3-7-1
I'm just upset that I let some of the angry people at my lock of the week.
I know.
They made me change it. I was going to pick the Patriots, and then got some complainers, and so I took the over. It didn't work out so well.
Yeah, and it should have, honestly, because theoretically you were right. When Haskins completed anything, they moved the ball.
Mm-hmm.
But he missed two touchdown passes. I mean, really missed
one's
the one.
One's a tough throw. The one was wide open in the first.
He missed another bomb where somebody was wide open. And the Lions offense, I don't know. What can you say? I thought Driscoll was playing so well, too. But he stunk it up. I forgot after
he pretty,
the...
He was pretty bad today.
He was. And he was carrying the ball like a loaf of bread.
Yeah. Well, you know.
It was crazy.
They tried to convert him to wide receiver last year. And he was drafted by the Red Sox. He's very athletic.
Okay.
It's like, can you stop? That was another thing Barber said. Why am I picking on Ron?
How about
Barber?
That crazy pass he made with his left hand when he was going down with 6 seconds left?
When he was down?
Yes. It was still cool.
But Rondé Barber at one time said, the first thing people say when they talk about Jim Driscoll is that he's athletic, and that's a good thing. And I'm sitting there going, no, I don't want, when people are describing my quarterback, to go, well, he's athletic. It's like saying, she's got a nice personality.
Well, what if
I wanted to be a good passer or
smart. He's got a crap arm, but he can dunk a basketball. That doesn't help. But then after that play, the Redskins, there's 6 seconds left. There's 11 guys playing like 50 yards back. I mean, they're just, it's the prevent defense of prevent defenses. And he throws like a 10-yard pass, and it's so obvious he's throwing it to the guy. The guy, the Redskin, the guy closest to the line, just comes up and picks it off.
They really should have just tried like a 90-yard field goal because it had better odds.
It did.
I thought Patricia's post-game speech was really good. Did you hear it?
Oh, no, I haven't. I'm sure he said something.
Nice job! None of you!
It makes me want to keep him.
Oh, man.
What if he did just walk in the locker room and say that?
I don't
think
it'd be wrong.
Nice job! None of you!
I'd give him credit for saying that. By the way, just for the record, I want to make the comparison to the Jim Caldwell era, which was not good enough.
No, yeah.
We learned when he was fired. He was 36-28, the best record of a Lions coach in the modern era. I don't think he was that great a coach.
No.
I think they liked him, but I was done with him. I don't object to them firing him, but when you say that's not good enough, then you expect something
right
a little
hire.
Better.
Yeah, you got to make the right hire.
We'll look at the record in just a minute.
I've seen teams suck before, but they were the suckiest bunch of sucks that ever sucked.
Was there new MyBookie?
Yeah, I put it in there.
Data? Oh, you actually put it in the book.
Yes.
Why am I taking it out of the book?
I don't know.
Okay. For this week only. Oh, hey, here we go. MyBookie, if you're not into MyBookie or you're not into online betting,
yeah,
there's no better opportunity than this right now. A risk-free bet on the Bears-Lions game. Choose a team against the spread for up to $250. If you win, congrats. You got extra holidays. You got extra holiday spending money. If you lose, you win too, because they give you your money back. It's a no-brainer. You cannot lose. It's no risk. All gravy. So go to mybookie.ag and use promo code Drew and make that winner's only bet risk-free Bears Lions Thanksgiving. What is going to happen in this game?
I think I'm going to take the Bears no matter what the line is or money line, or just no matter how bad of odds you get on the money line, because I've lost a lot of the Lions this year.
What did the Bears?
I lost today with an in-game bet because I thought they can't keep
playing. They were down
this
13
bad.
To 3 when it was 13-3 maybe.
13 all, and they could still get them at 3 and giving up 3.5. So they went up 3. It's like all they need is another field goal.
What are you, an odds maker?
Certainly the Redskins won't score.
Their offense could not do anything. No, I like that bet too. Did the Bears lose?
Boy.
They were ahead, I think.
I had a good win over the weekend on a soccer game.
Oh, congratulations.
But I want to just say what happened. So I was getting a goal and a half, which is so ridiculous in and of itself. And the other team scored in the final minute of stoppage time.
Ooh.
Yeah. Who cares?
To go up 2 goals. So I lost my bet on that goal.
Oh, no.
Very pissed.
Ouch.
Until they reviewed it.
Yeah!
Yes, VAR. We love you. Bentley texted me laughing at me about it. He said, you're so lucky. I'm like, yeah, but I'll take it.
Okay.
After 90 minutes.
It doesn't matter whether you're an experienced player or a first-time customer. MyBookie welcomes all to come play. Quit waiting around. Sign up today. There's only one way to make the Bears-Lions game interesting, and that's to have some money on
Amen.
It. And
Amen.
You can't lose. You can win money, but you can't lose money. So log on to MyBookie.ag, make your first deposit with promo code Drew, and MyBookie will match your deposit dollar for dollar. No limit there. To jumpstart your bankroll, and that's on top of the risk-free bet. So, guaranteed deposit, match, and risk-free bet.
Bears are
going to
kick the math. Yay!
MyBookie.ag.
That's
got to
be the best bet anybody ever made.
MyBookie.ag, promo code Drew. Okay, the Lions, let's look at the record. Jim Caldwell was 36-28. He won 11-5.
I never would have guessed he was 36-28. Eight games over 500?
I knew he was. I thought he was a couple games over 500.
That just surprised me.
Well, he had the 11-5 year to start out. Then he went 7-9, but they won the last six games, I think, that year, didn't they? Or six out of seven or something? Six out of eight? Then that's when Quinn was debating, do I keep him? Do I let him go? What do we do? He decided to keep him. They went 9-7.
He's not his guy.
No. But they were close. Yeah. They were on the cusp. So then he comes back.
I got to say, though, I don't blame Bob Quinn. Do you?
For keeping Caldwell?
No, for getting rid of, well, I guess. Maybe
no, I don't blame him.
I blame
him
for keeping him that 1 year. It's like, hire your guy, but make sure it's the right guy.
He actually kept him for 2 years because he had the last 2 years were 9-7. 11-5, 7-9, 9-7, 9-7. That's a pretty good run for the Lions.
It is.
But if you're a new GM and you want to make the playoffs, and you've never even been to the Super Bowl, you have to look higher to someone like Matt Patricia with the pencil behind his ear.
Working on his tablet.
Now, 36...
Shouldn't he replace the pencil with a stylus? You know, a stylus is that you...
Yes.
And you use for, like, a tablet.
I like that.
It makes a lot more sense. No, coaches don't use pencils anymore.
When was he looking at the tablet today? Was that during the two-minute warning? Or the two-minute drive at the end of the
first half? I think so, yeah. Something bad. No, and they put up all the stats of how bad they've been.
I tweeted it out.
Field, all the special team stuff.
Ugh. So Caldwell 36-28. Patricia is 9-17-1. So to match Jim Caldwell, Matt Patricia needs to go 27-11 in his next 38 games. But that wasn't good enough. So he really needs to go 28-10, 29-9.
So
30
you're
and
telling
eight.
Me there's a chance?
Yeah, really good chance.
Good luck.
He's gonna save his job.
He needs to go.
I told him how to save his job last week. It's fire the defensive coordinator and say, I'm taking charge because it's not going to be any worse.
I'm
and
trying
then,
to think of...
And then it's going to look better.
See, I think...
Now Quinn can save his job by just blowing up Patricia this week.
That's that might only, be his only chance.
His only chance he
has. And have an interim who comes in and fires his squad up.
Let Daryl Bevel coach at the offensive coordinator. Why not?
They got five games left. They won 4 out of 5. Hey, look at this guy turning around. Oh, my God. It was just what we needed.
He's the spark we needed. Hey, Bob Quinn, if you're listening, that's how you're going to save your job, my man.
Dick Geron-like?
Yeah, or...
Geron took over for...
Gary Moeller. Gary Moeller.
He's
a great interim. Great interim head coach.
They could have kept him instead of Marty Morningweg and saved us all a lot of trouble.
Didn't want it. I don't think he wanted that gig.
Well, I just...
I don't blame him.
I think it's over for these two guys.
Yep.
They're connected. The pretend Patriots. The whole Patriots thing is so annoying that we would hire a Patriots guy and he would hire another Patriots guy as if they have the magic Patriots formula without Tom Brady and without Bill Belichick.
So you think both Quinn and Patricia are gone? Both of them?
Yeah, I do.
Quinn too?
Well,
who would you rather nail? I disqualify myself because I've done them both.
That's Belichick. Checking in.
Quinn is 20.
Bella checking in.
Quinn is 27-31.
Yeah.
With his guy, he's 9-17-1.
Yeah. Do you think they'll use the excuse of, well, our quarterback was hurt?
I don't know, because other teams have injured quarterbacks. No,
I know. I'm just saying, do you think they'll use that excuse?
I know. I'm trying to figure out what.
I do think last week Stafford wouldn't have made a difference. I think this week he actually would have made the difference.
Oh, yeah. I think they would have easily won today.
Yeah.
When you said you should fire Patricia now, I started thinking about, okay, what kind of excuse do you make to put a red ribbon on a total debacle? Yeah. And I thought maybe if they won the last three games or they won 3 out of the last 4 and they go, oh yeah, it's all coming together now. Don't stop us now.
They can't fire him this week because it's a short week of Thanksgiving.
That's true.
And then how do you fire him before Christmas?
Oh, I know, that's terrible.
As if anybody in the NFL cares about
that. They owe him a lot of money, too.
Clean out your desk, you're gone.
So what? Those teams have so much money.
I know. I think you're right, though. I think he could fire him before the last four games, and if he gets real lucky and some guy comes in and somehow people get pumped up.
Well, the Lions or the Redskins fired Jay Gruden. He was 0-5, and what are they, 2-4 since firing him?
Oh, yeah, they are. So it's a lot of improvement. Oh, what a disaster.
Really mean anything, but.
What a disaster. And you know what? I have to say, the way Patricia came in with that old rape thing and the way he acted, I just didn't like him. Right off the bat, I was like, you know, I don't know if I'm really rooting for this guy. But then you get into the games, and it's like, oh, it's football. I have to root for the Lions. And I just don't see good coaching.
No, there's
not. They're poorly coached.
They seem very, not sloppy, but disorganized.
It's just a lot of dumb mistakes. You know, whether it's not calling timeout when you should, calling timeout when you shouldn't.
Problem is, who do we get? You know, because there's no defensive coordinator on the Patriots now. And Josh McDaniels, their offensive coordinator, is a failure. So,
well, how much
is on that coach? That's true.
I hadn't thought about it that way. There's no way they can get worse, I don't think. No. I mean, unless you bring Millen and Morningwig back.
You can hire Jim Harbaugh from Michigan. Have him come.
Hey, that'd be exciting. That would get people fired up.
He's about as good of a game manager with the clock.
I know. That is a problem for Jimmy. I never thought with a quarterback like Jim Harbaugh, I just thought he would always do the little things.
The 10-second runoff and then the timeout issue at the end of the first half yesterday.
That was weird.
Yeah.
He's done a lot of weird
things.
Like,
you know, he gets away with it a lot of times because it doesn't bite him in the ass.
And you're playing Indiana. What? How many games in a row have they won against Indiana?
39 out of 40, and basically they lost in 87.
Oh, my God. 39 out of 40?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
I know. It's really crazy. And some of those games have been nuts. I think they got lucky.
They had some crazy games.
I think they got lucky because back in the dark ages with Rich Rod and Hoke, before they switched the divisions back, remember Michigan and Ohio State were in different divisions. They were in a different division from Indiana. I don't think they played them many times. Now they're in the same division.
I remember, didn't they beat them like 66-63 once in five overtimes? Tate Forcier came in that game.
Was that Illinois?
Oh, maybe it was Illinois.
It was an Illinois game.
Yeah, okay, Illinois, Indiana.
Yeah, that was a great
game. Same difference.
I know, they really are.
And
they really are. Throw Purdue in. They're really all the same thing.
Didn't they have a goal line stand last year or year before last?
They had
last time in Indiana, they had a goal line stand.
An overtime game, in the snow.
Overtime.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Ridiculous. Well, they look good. I have to say that they are, this year, I don't mean this is going to sound bad, but this year reminds me of last year, and that last year was like, oh, the revenge tour, and we won all these games in a row, and we beat everyone that we're lost to before, and Ohio State's just next. And it seems like, you know, this is the second half of Penn State. Everything's moving on.
I laugh that off since the second half of Penn State, but the offense has been called entirely differently, and they are trending the right way. The problem is they're running into quite possibly the best team statistically since, like, the Army in 1940.
Yeah, Ohio State's really good.
No, they really haven't beaten anybody really until Penn State came in, and, you know, that was a game.
They haven't beaten anybody?
Who have they beaten?
I don't know.
I think they had Wisconsin at
home. Did they play Iowa?
Let me check their schedule.
I think they beat Wisconsin and Iowa, didn't they?
Yeah, at home.
I got to tell you, the quarterback, God. For a freshman, too? He's played 11 games? He looks unbeatable.
He's a transfer.
Yeah. He was a victim of racism. Someone called him the N-word and he was allowed to not sit out a year.
It's almost like he went to Almont.
Hey.
I just want to see if you're paying attention.
Yeah, there was an incident at Almont, Brandon's alma mater.
My alma mater. I went to school there in second grade. It's not my
Brandon,
alma mater.
But we know how huge second grade is for you. Your best friend to this day, you haven't seen since third grade. And by the way, there's huge news about David Hartman.
I don't know. Can't share it.
Huge news.
We can't share it yet.
Well,
we can tease it a little bit.
He's got to be, you know.
He's been found.
He's been located.
Yes, he has been located. Thank you to the 75 pictures of incorrect David Hartmans I did receive.
But your mom helped crack the case, right?
She did. She kind of broke down some info that I might have overlooked. She also reminded me that David and I saw Jurassic Park in theaters.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
A little tidbit
Wait,
there.
What rated that, it? What rated?
It's adorable.
What was that movie rated?
PG, I think. That Third and like grade, when I was...
Huh? Eating people?
When I was like 8 years old.
Parental guidance?
David and I watched... What was that movie called? Harley Davidson and the Marlboro Man.
That's inappropriate.
What is that rated?
That's Don Johnson, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's inappropriate.
Bruce Willis and stuff like that.
I question the parental guidance.
Yes.
But I was able to kind of...
I think his crank was shown in that movie.
Do a deep sure. dive. And I think I located him. I'm kind of in contact right now, but I haven't really heard back too much. But there was one listener who found him. One.
Hmm.
That's amazing. Isn't it funny how many people just decide to look for someone like that? I love that.
Can they find Nick Fortman now for me?
Is that your...
That was my childhood friend. I've lost contact with.
Stealing my book.
Great artist. No, we were talking about it off the air. You just reminded me of my Nick Fortman. But I haven't been searching for Nick like you have.
Nick Fortman.
Brandon's become the center of the show lately. It's amazing.
Should be.
And David Hartman, some people are saying, I don't know, some people are saying that the picture that... located him was a mugshot. Is there any truth to that?
That's not how I located him, no.
Did someone locate a mugshot that was actually David Hartman?
Possibly.
Was that the picture that was shared in a group text that was met with lots of drops?
Well, that wasn't meant for on-air purposes.
What? No, I didn't bring it up.
Nobody's going to read the drops.
We'll see. I don't know. By the way,
I just want to say this. If that's the same David Hartman, it was a minor thing. It wasn't a big deal. It's not like he shot somebody.
No. It's probably off his record.
Everybody's got at least one mugshot doing something like that. If that's him, I don't
someone
even know.
Someone might have said this is Brandon Logan.
Or anything? Hello, Steven. I came as soon
it's
as
David.
I could. What's your real name?
It's Larry Brandon. Tate, but that's not what's important right now. We have to get you out of here. I was watching court TV. I think I found a loophole in your case. I'm going to talk to the judge about a writ of habeas corpus. I'll put the system on trial.
Why are you doing this to me?
I didn't do this to you. You did this to you.
You set me up.
No, I taught you a lesson. I can be your best friend or your worst enemy.
See, it sounds like Brandon.
You seem to prefer the latter. I'm just here to comfort you. Come on, touch it.
Huh?
What's his hand
Come on,
glass?
You need human contact. Touch it.
I will not touch it.
Is that his penis?
What are you doing? Stop it.
Oh, okay.
Stop it.
Why is Cable Guy... Is Cable Guy...
I love that movie.
Okay.
I love that movie.
But I can't stand Jim Carrey's voice in it.
It makes me laugh, like the porno password.
Yeah,
every time I hear any of that, I laugh. And the basketball
props.
Scene is great.
Yeah. The password is nipple.
He's doing the suicides to get ready for the game.
they're terribly done suicides, too. That's the best part. They're really close.
I mean, I think everybody's played pickup basketball with someone who's way too intense, who starts calling fouls. What's wrong with people that do that?
I don't know.
Well, but going back to what brought up David there is Mark made a shot at Elmont, which they're on their way to Ford Field for the Division 5 state championship.
There was an incident, though.
There was an incident with, is it Denby?
Yes.
Oh.
Denby, Detroit, where, things got chippy at the end. Apparently, there were a lot of penalties, a lot of cheap shots taken.
How many penalties are we talking?
I want to say it was like 217 yards in the fourth quarter or something
like that.
The
fourth quarter?
A lot of white Almont people allegedly yelling at these black kids.
What?
I don't even know. I'm not sure. I wasn't there. I
did see a video, and it appeared...
I didn't see any racial slurs, but there were tweets that said there were people spitting on people.
Nothing happened in the video. Can we just point
out? There was really nothing, except the Denby players were going into the stands, and it seemed like they wanted a piece of the people in the stands.
Well, I mean, if they're going to be yelling things...
Oh, man. High school football people get pretty upset.
Basically, Denby got their... ass is kicked.
They did. Elmont's a pretty good team this year.
When you're getting your ass kicked, words could have different meanings all of a sudden.
Have sports like fans and families? I'm referring to like high school sports. It's gotten dumber, hasn't it?
What do you mean?
I just don't remember. You know, when I thought this is insane, was when Alex was playing flag football in six, and some people were screaming on the sideline. And granted, it was the flag football Super Bowl. Alex was on a very good team, Troy. And people were screaming. I'm like, what is going on? Because, did you see the spot?
Yeah.
They were arguing about a spot. I mean, like a foot.
I know. Pretty silly.
And I thought, these are six-year-olds playing flag football. What? And then I saw more and more of it, and I thought, this seems like it's really de-evolutionized.
Does it go along with, like, not trusting? Well, no, because I think more of, more like your kid's always being wrong. Like, you know how parents will trust their kid over a teacher?
Yeah, that's. I think that's new.
Well, the worst part is
not brand new, but
when you know they trust their kid's so good, he should be playing. Why isn't the coach playing him and not letting the coach handle his own team?
A lot of that goes back to what Tommy says: how you have to play the travel sports, otherwise you're not going to get started.
Then don't play, or you be the coach.
I got to tell you, the idea of my life being centered around travel sports for an 11-year-old,
I can't
imagine. And I think.
I get really sad because my girls aren't really into sports, but part of me is kind of happy about it.
Hey, girls get into sports, though. I think that's,
I know. They're not going to be, though.
Well, they might be. No, they'll be going to Michigan games. They'll get fired up. You never know.
No, you know what? You know what that jerk,
by the way,
that jerk said to me during the Michigan-Indiana game as I'm watching it?
Charlotte?
She walks up to the screen and goes, and I know exactly what she's doing, so she's actually
going to make fun of Michigan.
I think I like that red team better. They are up 14-7. Go red, and walked away. And I just stared bullet. I'm like, why do you do this every game?
That's bullying.
Get a new bit.
That is bullying.
Meanwhile, the other one is starting to say, go blue. So she knows. And that is her name, the other one. That's what I call her all the time. TOO. Number two.
I think it's cool. You know, as much, I think people could have the wrong idea because we make fun of the WNBA. I make fun of some of the female sportscasters. I have another note on that.
You don't want to be forced on you.
But, no, I don't like that.
No one likes that.
And ESPN putting Final Four women's basketball at the front of SportsCenter is just silly. And having analysts and brackets as if we're all playing. Anyway, the point I wanted to make was that I love this women playing sports, though, and getting scholarships and being in tents. And I think it's great. Yeah, I mean, whether it's Title IX, whatever the reason is, they are as into what they're doing as the guys are. Yeah, sports can
be a great
thing.
Even though I hate sports, sports are good.
Oh, sports were good this week because the Hokies beat Pitt 28-0. I laughed my ass off.
Bud Foster's dying or something, apparently. They're acting like he's
dying. People were livid on Twitter because the announcers were going on and on and on about Bud Foster. And you know what?
Defensive coordinator, longtime defensive coordinator.
33 years, and it was his last home game, and he got his second straight shutout. And, you know, it was pouring rain. No one could move the ball the last couple quarters, and it was obvious, you know, it was 21-0 and then 28-0. So it was just like, oh, there's Bud Foster, his final home game. In the rain, couldn't have a more picture book ending for Bud Foster. And there's the Bud Foster banner they put up. You know, Bud looked at it and caught him looking at it a couple times today.
How annoying.
Bud's hoping for a great ending as they got Virginia on Friday and then hopefully Clemson of the ACC championship.
Yeah, Bud's really looking forward to hitting the bars.
What? I don't know where that started.
What if they said that?
Yeah, was that something?
We all know how Bud Foster's going to celebrate, probably with a Bud or a Foster's today.
Was that an internet thing we saw?
It's
because I'd never heard it before.
It's
not
an unsubstantiated rumor.
I'm a huge Bud
fan. Around Blacksburg.
Anyway,
that's all I'll say.
So that was I was. They're 8-3. They were terrible 7 weeks ago. I don't know what happened.
I'm pumped for you.
I'm not going to return my degree, which I was planning on doing after the 45-10 loss to Duke, and. Michigan with Ohio State this week. Ohio State's favored by 11.
Really?
Yes. Huh. Surprised?
Mm-hmm. Kind of. Let's see. Michigan fans love to bet. So
that's my
lock
of the week already.
That line will change.
Buckeyes. They're going to win by 30.
Dick.
They're so good.
It's David Hartman retribution.
They're so good.
Are they? Who have they beaten this year?
They've beaten Michigan every single year.
Oh, I know that. But you keep. And I don't disagree that they're so good. But like we did with Indiana. Remember, because I was trying to say Indiana was good. And you're like,
yes.
They beat them. We went through their schedule, and it's laughable.
Yeah. No, they haven't beaten anybody.
Ohio State beat.
Sounds like you're straining to do some explaining.
No, because I kind of believe. Wait,
Ohio
I kind of believe
didn't
that
they,
Ohio
State didn't beat Wisconsin's ass,
38-7.
Pretty
home.
Good.
No, that absolutely is, and they beat Maryland and Rutgers by a combined 3,000-2. But in state, they beat 34-10 at home.
It's not that great, but
Nebraska on the road 48-7.
Mm-hmm.
Indiana at Indiana 51-10. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
And Cincinnati was a good team. They won at home 42-0.
Is Cincinnati really good?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're ranked.
Okay. They're ranked, yeah.
Oh, are they? I didn't know that.
They weren't then, but I think they
okay,
are.
Okay, so they beat Wisconsin, Penn State, and Cincinnati?
All at home.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's just, I mean,
I'm not
you
sure
don't,
the road bothers them that much.
My point being, you don't know because how tested are they on the road?
I tell you
that
what.
That being said, they'll probably win by 30.
I got to go with Brandon. They look pretty damn good. That Chase Young is a monster.
Yeah. You might want to double team him.
Honestly, I was getting tired of hearing about Chase Young, so I understand the Bud Foster people. Oh, Chase, 7 sacks in 2 games. He was off for 2 weeks, but number 2 is back.
I got to say.
How ironic. He was off for 2 weeks on his number 2. Chase Young.
It's really amazing how lucky he is that he got suspended for Maryland and Rutgers.
I know. What a coincidence.
They so knew that was coming.
And that Dobbins is really He's good, fast. The running back. And the quarterback is, oh, my yep. God, is he shifty. So, I don't know. I got to tell you, I hate to bet against Ohio State. But I keep thinking one of these years Michigan has to win because you can't play 20 times and or how many, what are they, 14 out of 15?
Probably, yeah.
And I'm nervous.
Yeah, you can. They can keep winning. They can keep losing to
I guess they could. I mean,
it's very possible.
To think that this game could turn into the Indiana game is ridiculous. But Ohio State, for the first time, the last couple years, it's become apparent to me Ohio State has better players. I never used to feel that way.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the talent, and I look at the recruiting.
They've been better coached for a long time, too.
Now that my Hokies are playing well, I've been looking at their players. I'm studying up on them again, mm-hmm. and I'm noticing that looking at the ESPN 300, you know, they've got the insignia of the logo of the team. There's Ohio State, you know, it's yeah. like 6 guys in the top 100 Ohio State, 7 guys Alabama, and, you know, there's a couple of Virginia Tech guys at 222 and 296. Mm-hmm. They just keep restocking. But Michigan is playing well. It's a lot. It does feel a lot like last year, I have
they
to say.
They are trending in the right way, yeah.
And they're at home, and Michigan is really good at home. So I'm interested. I'm really excited about the game. I mean, I didn't go to either school, but I think it's going to be – I think it's exciting.
I love it. It's always my favorite day of the year, even if they can never win.
Well, yeah, it's been a rough 15 years, no doubt.
They're up to number 10. Hey, spread out.
Well. But we know – whatever they are right
what
now.
What does that
does
mean?
Not matter.
It doesn't mean anything.
Either Sunday, everybody's going to feel fantastic who are Michigan fans.
Or it's gonna be going to be fire Harbaugh!
Will people be saying fire Harbaugh?
Yep.
Oh, they'll be saying it even if
what
he
if
wins.
They play well?
They won't be saying it if he wins. Knock it off. They're going to be saying it because he can't beat his rivals.
Yeah. Well, just Ohio State now.
Mm. Oh, come on. You beat Notre Dame once?
Yeah. Well, we don't have to play them for 30 years now. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think if you look at the big boasts when he came in, not that he said it, but, you know, I'll be national champion.
I'm happy with him.
Okay.
I'm Jim Harbaugh.
There was one other sporting, and this is not a sports podcast.
Sounds like it.
I know. I'm sorry. There's
Harvard Yale. Is that
yeah,
what,
we
is
have
that
to talk about Harvard Yale. Absolutely. I mean, oh my God, this is just so. It just says so much about today in 2019. What happened was, if you didn't hear about it, I must have had 10 emails about this. They delayed the start of the second half because Yale fans and I guess some Harvard fans too poured onto the field to have a midfield protest mm-hmm. at the start of the third quarter. They couldn't get them off the field, so the two teams went back to the locker rooms, and eventually the police formed a line, and they pushed them toward the one sideline. They arrested 20 or 30 people.
42.
Oh, 42.
Have been charged. But the Harvard football team supports it.
Yeah, I saw that.
Their captain.
And it's the Yale coach.
Easy for them to say.
Yeah, Coach said something about how that's what's so wonderful about this rivalry is the passion, and these kids are showing passion.
But I told you, if you watch the audio of it happening, can they, if they're going to protest, can you be a little clearer on what you're protesting about or get message up to the booth?
Yeah, the big sign.
There was it was so unfocused. They were protesting three things.
Exactly. That's what I was texting you. I'm like, is this about climate change or is this about forgiving Puerto Rico's debt?
And then they were protesting treatment of the Uyghurs. What are they? What is
what?
That? I don't even know what that is.
I have to know what this is. What is this now?
Uyghurs. Can you look it up, Brandon?
Uyghurs. Oh, I think these are the Muslim minorities in China.
Yeah,
I guess.
Because in China they're locking up all the Muslims.
Yeah.
Harvard and Yale
going to do about it?
So why are they delaying the game? What is it good as that going to do? And by the way, I thought fossil fuels was they want Harvard or they want Yale to divest
all their investment in fossil
fuels. Apparently, they make a lot of money on fossil fuel investments. By the way, wouldn't it make more sense to say, you know what? We'd rather pay higher tuition than have the school making money on fossil fuels. And then they can just put it in the tuition. They can pay an extra $500 a year and they can divest.
Hmm. Yeah, that'll happen.
I know.
That'll happen.
This idea of telling people what they can invest in and what they can't invest in is...
Remember the good old days when Harvard and Yale would just prank each other during the game? Have, like, things pop up from the field?
Why does anyone care about this game? The two of the smartest schools and the worst football teams, they had a prediction on game day for this game. Oh, nobody knows these teams.
Because you've heard of them.
But do they ever take the two dumbest schools and talk about the Academic Bowl? Well,
Michigan State and Arizona State, they cover that game.
No, I mean, if they were having an Academic Bowl and they said, oh, the two dumbest schools are facing off. It's exciting to see which one will win, even though they're both stupid.
It's like if ITT Tech faced off against Phoenix Online.
I don't know.
From an athletic standpoint.
I'm sure there's plenty of schools to be candidates.
That's a better analogy, the athletic standpoint from the Quiz Bowl.
Ugh.
You're the two most athletic are.
You know, I kept getting blamed for this, by the way.
Blamed for the protest?
Yeah.
Oh, because you're a millennial.
Damn millennials. I'm thinking, what?
That is.
No, those would be Gen Zoomers. Pretty Gen Z, I would think. And, the chant. Hey, hey, ho, ho, fossil fuels have got to go. Hey, hey. Ho, ho.
Oy, oy, oy.
Fossil fuels have got to go.
Hey, hey. Ho, ho.
Fossil fuels.
He's got to go. Hey, hey.
Ho, ho. Fossil fuels.
He's got to go. Hey, hey. Ho, ho.
Fossil fuels.
He's got to go. Hey, hey.
Ho, ho.
I've said it for a long time. You don't want to protest and stop traffic because that just makes everyone mad regardless of how you feel about the issue. Don't stop a football game.
No.
If people are watching it, that they're just going to piss you off no matter what.
That was a long delay, too.
I know.
Long delay.
And those poor kids missed the end of a great game.
Yeah, no,
it was a really good game.
That is lost in it. That game got tied at the very end, went to overtime.
Yale needed an onside kick that they got, and they scored to tie, and it went to two overtimes, and the Harvard running back had 11 carries for like 260 yards.
Wow.
But, you know, they're more concerned with this world. Game. No.
I don't know.
Wrong place, wrong time.
I have to believe.
And nothing's going to change anyway.
This is more evidence of everyone feeling they have a voice, that they should have something to say. And we saw it at Google, too. I was just brushing through the article you handed me. This just blows my mind. And I sometimes feel like, I'm just old and stuck in my ways or something. But honestly, if you're working for someone, I still think, and maybe it's disappearing, that whole business of somebody took a risk with their money, some entrepreneurial type, and started this business, and they're able to pay people because they were good at it, and therefore,
you're an employee.
You're an underling, and it's not your job to tell them how to run the company.
Because these tech companies are giving you free food or have different kind of offices or fun.
Half pipe in the office.
Have a WeWork type situation. Doesn't mean they're still not a massively public traded company.
People have some people.
Get it.
It seems like it's the tech companies, though. Is that because they're young? They're new?
Probably.
But it's crazy to think that First of all, I can't imagine the guy at the top going, what did he say about me?
Zuckerberg?
Zuckerberg
or
Bezos? I mean, that's got to be really strange. I mean, I know in places I've worked, people go, well, fuck you and see ya.
Yeah.
And so for some reason, though, they put up with it. Is that just the new way?
Maybe it's just so competitive right now.
Well, that is true.
Are they, you know,
as far as hiring people?
I doubt it, though. On that level, that's probably more like, I don't want to fire these people.
Well, what's going on with Google?
Having a voice.
Let me just take care of this, and I'll tell you, because it's pretty, I don't know, I think it's funny. And there may be people listening going, I think that's great. And, you know, it's a ballsy thing to do. It's sort of like the Deadspin guys. I mean, that was ballsy to say.
And it worked. The Deadspin's done.
I don't like the fact that they run off people that want to come and write for Deadspin. I think that was bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
But, in fact, a lot of it was bullshit. But they quit their jobs over principle. And so they're going to go somewhere else where they make all the rules. Apparently.
I don't know where that's at.
Where did the Deadspin people go?
Nowhere yet.
I've seen a couple articles where they're freelancing. But for the most part, I haven't seen where anybody really landed. I'll take a look.
And Deadspin have they gone out of business?
Oh, yeah. So what happened?
It's over?
Well, their last article was published November 4th.
So what happened after all those people quit? The editor who was in charge and kind of the stick to sports guy lasted like 4 days before he decided to quit.
Yeah. They haven't had a new article in 3 weeks.
They didn't have anybody.
Well, you know, I understand them wanting to quit, but is it really, why do you have to burn it down?
No,
I mean, someone paid you for a period of time and you were happy. I mean, these people sound like they were the happiest. They loved their job so much. And then they didn't completely change the job. They never said you can't write anything that isn't about sports. They just said we want to make sports a priority, and they just went crazy. And now, you know, no one else can write anything for Deadspin.
Yeah.
They attacked anyone. The guy that wrote the one article, he got completely mauled.
That's pretty sad.
I thought that was rotten.
Yeah.
I mean, why don't you let him do it and watch him fail if you're so sure it's going to fail? Wouldn't that be more fun than just destroying it? I guess not. So anyway, yeah, let me get to this Google thing. First, some people are saying the holidays are a time for caring, sharing, and giving gifts to the ones we love, but our friends at Zot, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram, and DealsInAD.com are doing just that, sharing their love by giving you the gift of employee pricing for everyone on most 2019 models in stock. The 19 Ram 1500 Crew Cab Bighorn Edition for $198 a month, or if it's Jeeps, lease a new 20 Jeep Cherokee Limited all-wheel drive for just $189 a month. If you're like listener Alan, you want to roll in the Mac Daddy of Jeeps, lease a new 20 Jeep Grand Cherokee as low as $255 a month. Go celebrate the holidays with employee pricing for everyone. No discount code needed. Only at Zot, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram, and deals in the D.com. Hey, do we have anything for the Hall Financial Hotline today?
Oh, yeah. So one story is a bodybuilder aged 82.
There's the Hall Financial Hotline opening, by the way. If you're interested in lower payments, better options, or more personal attention, they have 805-star reviews.
There's an 82-year-old bodybuilder, which in and of itself is pretty fun. She stopped an intruder coming into her, house this weekend. I don't know how it ended because I don't have the rest of the story.
She beat him up.
I think it's what it sounds like.
I think that's assumed. Yeah, we actually almost called her a couple months back, but it just kind of got away from us.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And the other story is a witness to quite possibly the most harrowing video of the weekend, and that's the dog that was driving the car in a circle. Yeah, that's right. A dog was driving a car in reverse in a circle on a cul-de-sac.
Oh, my God. It's cool.
I couldn't stop watching that video.
It's a good boy.
If you're ever down, just watch that video. It'll make you smile.
I know. The dog looked so like it was joy. Just fine with it.
He was totally fine with it. And the cops got called that. It's one of those things where you're looking at it going, how do we stop this thing? And they stopped it.
What do you do? I mean, they just let it run out of gas?
They entered the code because it wasn't going very fast. What happened is this dog just kicked it into gear. So it's not like he's got sunglasses on and he's driving it in reverse.
It's doing a perfect circle in reverse.
It is doing
right?
a perfect circle.
In a cul-de-sac, going, too.
Yeah. Where else is there a better place to do a circle?
That dog was pretty smart.
So they went up to the passenger side and entered the code as it's driving, like they're running along with
it. What?
Unlocked it, got the dog out and stopped the car.
They ran. I know, like you could.
It's great.
Was Ben Johnson there? I mean, seriously. Fortunately, it was Ben Johnson's dog.
Officer Ben Johnson was on the scene.
Wow. Yeah, that story is
such a great story.
It's hilarious.
But of course, the dog did take out a mailbox, a few garbage cans, some bricks. I mean, we can't be perfect.
Shit happens. Anyway, Hall Financial, if you want to refi, you want to save money in your mortgage for the next, 18, 19 years, you probably want to work with Hall Financial. They're quick. 19-day average to settle a refi and start saving you money versus 44 days being the industry average. Just find out. Can I save money? Just click the link on our website, fill out the online form. They'll get back to you. And you can pretty quickly find out whether you're in business, looking to save money, or maybe it won't work out. And it works out a lot. You also go to drewandmike.hallfg.com. You won't be disappointed with Hall Financial, NMLS number 146-7435. Okay. So, Google.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Now, there's 200 people are the ones that protested. I don't know how many people work there, but do you think the other group of people are just rolling their eyes?
I don't know, because they've had protests where it seems like everyone left the building, didn't it?
Seems. I don't know if they did.
You know, that's interesting you say that, because I remember, we know someone works for Google, and I remember asking the one of those times, and he said, well, nobody left the office here. Or in the Ann Arbor office. No. They didn't leave the office. So and I was led, I felt like the way it was covered, it made it sound like everyone left. And they showed this large crowd that were yelling and somebody on a megaphone.
How often do you see, I mean, anytime you see the employees fight back against the man, so I guess Maz is on these guys' side. Anytime you see people fighting against the man, it's going to make a story. I mean,
yes.
Here we have the big three and they're unionized, so when it's a strike, it's a strike.
Yeah. You know,
they're all done.
Yeah, that was a huge
you know, they're
story.
Not unionized at Google, which is part of the issue.
We were on strike.
Which is part of the issue because they want to unionize. Of course, Google doesn't want them to. But so it does take some balls to protest.
I wonder what percentage of people want to unionize there.
It's a good question.
A group of roughly 200 Google employees and other protesters? Wait, other people come in?
Yeah.
How much
probably.
Do they know about Google's business?
Who, the employees?
No, the other protesters. What, they just come in to support the Google people? They just,
probably union organizers and stuff like that.
It might be. Or they just see this big, evil company.
Anyway, they rallied outside of the search giant's offices in San Francisco on Friday, demanding the company reinstate two colleagues who they say were unjustly punished for workplace organizing at the company, calling it an attack on accountability and transparency in tech. Is there some higher level of transparency in tech?
Well, that's the thing. They think that there should be.
Is transparency something you find really important when you go to work?
Frankly, I think tech companies are less transparent because they're so worried about getting their stuff stolen.
Technology.
They don't tell you that. All they do is blame the algorithm.
Yeah, they don't give a shit about anybody.
No.
I mean,
not saying
honestly, they bear no responsibility for their product. And I'll give you a great example of that in just a minute. But, you know, we've talked about this guy goes into a church in Australia and murders 50 people. And it's live on Facebook. Mm-hmm. And the police literally call them and tell them, could you please take that down? And they take it down and they have to call back because they say, you know, the people that shared it, well, the video's still running.
Yeah.
And people are watching it like crazy.
There's no way to scrub the internet.
No. But, you know, I think they could do a better job.
Well, you got to stop it before it starts.
Right. And couldn't they do it? I mean, they're making billions and billions of dollars, and you're telling me that they couldn't do a little better than an algorithm? In that case, that they said, hey, the algorithm had never seen violence like that before.
Algorithms are cheaper than employees.
Yep. Google has said the employees were placed on administrative leave for violating company policies about accessing sensitive internal documents and monitoring employees' calendar events.
This sounds very nerdy.
Employees are objecting to those claims, saying the documents in question are not sensitive and that monitoring public calendar events is not breaking any corporate rules.
Not for you to decide.
No, exactly. That's.
I'm amazed. Don't work there.
I just don't get the balls of these people.
Go outside, nerd. Get out.
Kind of amazing. I kind of admire their ability to fight back, but they're wrong.
Yeah, I just don't think that's a good career plan to be questioning your bosses all the time. Particularly, and I'm not a management person either.
No.
I just feel like there is some level of management has to be respected or the whole thing comes apart. Particularly in light of, I mean, they're fortunate in that they work for something that's just making money hand over fist. Mm-hmm. So it's, you know, maybe it's a little different. Particularly in light of revelations earlier this week that the company's been in talks with a consulting firm known for union busting. Ooh. Today's protests. Now, how do they know that?
Well, you would think it's pretty well known what PR firms.
No, it just sounds like the average Joe at Google knows everything they're doing.
The average Joe that cares, I guess.
Today's protest was a strong sign of continued worker activism on a broad range of issues. I think I'd want some new employees if I was Google.
Yeah, it's a tough job market.
From sexual harassment to controversial government contracts, despite a perceived crackdown by management. While Google's full-time employees are not currently forming a union, they've coordinated a wave of workers organizing on individual workplace issues. Oh boy. This is one of the guys that was suspended.
One of the two?
Yes. Yeah. Because he accessed some things.
He wasn't supposed to.
Sensitive internal documents that he was not supposed to access. But he says, this is not really about me. Said Berland, who recounted being questioned for 2.5 hours by Google's investigations team.
Which, when I hear that, all I can think of is on Silicon Valley, Kevin Belson's security guy, the black guy. I love that character. He just does whatever Gavin Belson wants him to do.
During which time, he said he wasn't allowed to bring a colleague for support. A colleague for support? What? We have support colleagues now?
That's a good. I want that job. Maybe it's a typo. Maybe it's supposed to be Kali, like a dog.
I mean, I guess this sounds really silly to me. If you're 25 right now, do you think that not being allowed to bring a colleague for support when you broke a company rules, is that a normal thing? Do you think that, well, that's perfectly normal. How dare they not allow a colleague?
I don't get it. That can't be normal. Does that happen when they're in school?
Not that I know of.
Get sent to the principal's office and bring a colleague.
He was asked to name colleagues who had supported him and were involved in organizing efforts. It's not about Rebecca. It's about us, all of us, and the open culture we built and treasure together. If they can do this to me, they can do this to anyone. What is Google without our culture? Google's a smashing
massive
success.
Company owned by Alphabet, yeah.
It's a big money
maker.
I
think they'll be fine without the culture.
I think they will be okay.
You know, IBM was great for a lot of years, and they had quite the opposite culture.
At the rally, protesters carried signs such as, shame on Google and save our culture. Boy, this place sounds, shame I have to say.
Google. It's another cult.
This place sounds like, every time I read about this stuff, I just think, oh my God, what a nutty place to work. I mean, I don't think it's really good
they've
PR,
built the culture.
I still need Google. I mean, I have to have Google, so it doesn't matter. I guess it just doesn't matter.
No, you can just go to Bing. Well, that's true, too.
Yeah, but no one says, okay, Bing, tell me the weather today.
I mean, I'm not mad about it. It just sounds wacky to me.
Bing sucks.
No one is. I don't know anyone that's ever used Bing.
I don't either.
Because no one does. Everybody uses Google.
Well, somebody must be using Bing.
No one is.
They're trying pretty hard, but
Google has said it placed one of the individuals on leave for accessing multiple need-to-know documents, which it defines as ones containing sensitive information outside the scope of someone's job, such as in another team's brainstorming ideas or strategic plans. A spokesman for the company said it repeatedly warned one of the individuals being investigated. So you got a rogue employee who apparently can't be told to do anything.
Yeah.
Google is built on trust, said Zora Tung, an engineer at Google who spoke at the rally. Our trust and user trust.
Is it really built on trust? Because when I think Google, I certainly trust is not like even in the top 50 things I think about. And I'm talking about the company, not the actual website or anything else they make. Trust, really?
I don't think trust. By the way, if a company is built on trust, I wonder about their bottom line.
Well, I mean,
putting trust first. Rather than being successful at what you do.
I guess you have to trust every company. Like, I trust Ford when they make my car that they're going to make it the right way. And I trust Google to provide me with enough searches back or that my Mini's going to work or whatever.
But aren't they talking about trust in between management?
Yeah, but it's not.
But, yeah, I guess it could extend to the product itself.
Well, he said, isn't that quote say with the customer? I thought it said with the customer.
Google is built on trust, our trust, and user trust. So it's
user
both.
Trust. Yeah.
The company wants to succeed. It needs to, if the company wants to succeed, I think the company's going to succeed.
Yeah.
Zora. Zora gets
this company.
If the company wants to succeed, it needs to regain
that
trust.
Same Zora?
Could be. There aren't many Zoras. I forgot her last name. This is Zora Tung.
Oh, yeah,
T-U-N-G. She could be married, though. Moved along from Joe Millionaire. Needs to regain that trust through transparency and accountability, not intimidation and retaliation. So any kind of
something's going on and somebody's not telling me something.
Can't they bring him back somehow?
It was a total shock.
That voice. It's ridiculous.
What you see is what you get.
Here's his best comment in the whole show.
America, they knew.
Yeah, we know. We've watched the show. He's saying that America knew that he was a heavy equipment operator.
I mean, Joe Millionaire addressing America. But then you think
America,
about it.
America, they knew.
45 million people watched the finale.
It's probably
the hugest audience in a long time.
It's probably, actually, it was quite prophetic as to where we are today in 2019.
Probably. Apparently, Brandon isn't the only one nailing the trifectas and locks of the week. Oh, not this
except
week.
For Dave.
Well, thanks to the guy. You know, that's what you get for listening to people.
Yeah.
No.
You have to block that out.
I do. I have to block that out. Thicker skin.
Bet on yourself.
I think that's an important lesson, actually.
I had a lock, and
I'm glad
sure
that they didn't hit the over. Suddenly, Gabara, Stacey, Anthony, Jessica, and all the hottest sales staff in Oakland County are busting in on Brandon's territory. For a short time, Zotfort & Holly is offering their lock of the month with a never-seen-before trifecta that will more than double your paycheck. Part one, get 0% financing up to 72 months on your next new Ford. Then on top of the 0% loan, you'll make no payment on your new Ford for 3 months. Finally, the lock of all locks, part three, in addition to 0% financing. In addition to no payment for 90 days, Zotfort will line your pockets with up to $7,000 in cash. Yes, they will give you as much as $7,000 in cash when you buy or lease a new Ford. Take that cash, buy gifts for the holidays, pay bills, take your family on the dream vacation of a lifetime, or lower your car payment quite a bit. Your choice. Pick up the phone, call Anthony directly to activate your lock trifecta of the month with 0% financing, no payment till after the holidays, and $7,000 cash in your pocket.
$7 trillion.
248-215-5151 is the magic number. 248-215-5151. Call Anthony now before Brandon tries to kibosh Zotford's ultimate lock.
Huge
of the month.
Huge thank you to Stacy and Anthony up there.
Ah.
I got my new car over the weekend.
Wow.
And so on last Tuesday, I picked out the car I wanted, and Stacy found it. She's like, I'm going to hold it for you. And, of course, me being very indecisive, I think I want something a little different options. Couldn't find the car. Finally found it in Indiana.
Oh.
And she goes, it'll be here in 4 hours. I'm like, what?
You know, I always wonder when they say that. I always think, did they really find it in Indiana? Or is it in the back of the lot? They're just saying that. So it sounds like they went to so much trouble.
No.
Not that I'm questioning Zot Ford.
They found it in Indiana. Anthony told me the whole story because they had a truck that Indiana wanted.
Really?
So they they did a dealer swap. But they sent, you know, a porter has to drive 2 hours to meet him and 2 hours back.
Mm.
Like, what a cool gig. But they were very, very helpful in getting it done.
What'd you get?
I love it. I got an Explorer. We're almost out of dubs because it's a similar color to what you have.
Oh,
I love that car.
It's not as fully loaded as yours. It's just, but it's got a lot of bells and whistles.
I see that color everywhere. I go to parking lots and go to the wrong car all the time.
Metallic color?
Yes.
Why didn't you tell me that last week?
Sorry.
Car.
I didn't know you were considering that color.
Julie wanted a different color.
I like the color.
I you know what's funny?
There's so many cars with that color. So many vehicles like mine.
I just don't care about a car's color.
I don't either. I don't. I know.
Because I'm inside the car.
Some people think that's madness.
Well, I've come to realize that a lot of people care about color more than I do.
Oh, absolutely. No, some people, it's got to be this color.
That's just really wild. But
I see a car as transportation. Call me nuts. Got to have a good stereo. I got to have options. Exactly. I want Sirius.
I ran into a listener up there, talked for a while, and they were getting a car, and I was talking to his wife. Actually, his wife was getting the
Somebody
car.
Somebody else is up there getting his car?
Yeah. Well, cool. It was packed, man.
Nice.
Actually, on Saturday. It's like Saturday morning, 10:30. But she was talking about the engine, and I just went, I don't care what kind of engine's in my car, because it's going to go.
Either it goes fast or it doesn't.
It's actually my car, but I bought it for her.
I'm never hauling anything, and I'm not going to race anybody, so as long as...
It's not a race car.
As long as the engine moves, I'd rather be inside playing with all the toys.
Amen.
I don't know.
Start your engines.
The new Explorer is, it's pretty tits.
Cool.
It's really nice.
Well, one more thing to share with you. Luke Nowacki is investing away and advising away and working on financial plans for people. And maybe you're one of the people that should be working on a financial plan, but you've put it off, or it just became time because you got your first child or your second child and you realize, well, you know, we probably should have thought about this when the first one was born. Well, whether it's 401k investments or of an investment philosophy or just figuring out how to divvy up the paychecks and what to put where, and maybe it's a 529, Luke Nowacki would love to help you come up with a financial plan.
I don't know what to do with all the money they're giving us. It's crazy.
248-663-4748 to reach Luke Nowacki. Security Investment Advisory Services off the Rollins Association Corporate Member, FINRA, SIPC, Rollins Association Corporate, separately owned other entities, and/or marketing names, product services, reference here, independent of Royal Alliance Associates.
Spend your money well.
So, somewhere in that Google story, or maybe it was before that. Oh, yeah, it was when we were talking about Google. I was talking about how it seems that there's so little responsibility in terms of what is published, whether it's on Facebook. And, you know, 50 people getting murdered, it's the best example I can think of, but there's a million other things. And, you know, it's all about clicks and all this bullying is going on. Oh, Taylor Swift, her entire Twitter following is issuing death threats to
Scooter Braun,
who, by the way, took the high road over the weekend.
Yeah,
he's really starting to look like the sane one in this battle.
Since your public statement last week, there have been numerous death threats directed at my family. This morning, I spoke out publicly for the first time saying I would not participate in a social media war. However, I came home tonight to find my wife had received a phone call threatening the safety of our children, as well as other threats. You know, but
why? Who are these people?
Taylor Swift fans?
You know, it's like a cult.
It's not.
It is like a cult.
It just doesn't seem on brand, though, for her music.
No, to be issuing death threats?
Yeah.
I know. It's just, and again, I go back to what? Because a lot of them are on Twitter.
Yeah.
And they're threatening people.
But to call Scooter Braun's house?
I know. It's crazy. Well, they doxed him. They had to dox him and find out his phone number and his address and, you know, strange things going on at the house, too.
I love that he lays this important message on Taylor. It's important you understand your message carry a tremendous amount of weight and that your message can be interpreted by some in different ways.
Well, honestly, I would think as soon as someone starts pulling crap like that, they would just be eliminated. No more Twitter for you. Mm-hmm. No more social media for you. But the clicks, they just can't resist the clicks, can they?
Here's another great part of his little thing that he put up. I'm open to all possibilities. My attempts and calls to have an open discussion with you over the last 6 months have all been rejected. While some on your team and many of our mutual friends have tried to get you to the table, all have had no luck. It almost feels as if you have no interest in ever resolving the conflict. At this point, with safety becoming a concern, I have no choice other than to publicly ask you to come together and try to find a resolution. The game of telephone is not working. I think she knows she's wrong and doesn't want to face him. But, you know, she's an attractive woman who makes a lot of good songs that people love. And so people view it through that prism. Not that she would ever be wrong.
I'm just amazed at all the people who know better saying, she should own her songs.
They don't know.
Oh, okay, so just give them to her and just sacrifice the hundreds of millions of dollars you paid for the catalog or for her portion of the catalog.
Which she could have bought anyway.
Yeah, I know. But she didn't want to spend the money. So just give them to her. that's kind of what she's saying.
I try not to go down this route, but because she's a young, attractive woman, that's, I think, a lot of it, too.
And she's got a cult following her.
Yeah.
And and she talks to them, you know, like, oh, my Swifties, just like Michael Jackson, I need you to support me in this difficult time. I would never hurt a child. These accusations are outrageous.
But if this was like Jason Derulo, would this be? I'm trying.
I don't know if he has a. I don't know if he and his following are like that. But there's a lot of those followings. We're going to talk about another one.
If this was DaBaby, rap star DaBaby, I don't think anybody would care.
DaBaby.
Quick side note: Jason Derulo, who this weekend had to let everybody know how big his dong was.
What? Yes, he did.
Oh my god!
Do you want to know the only reason I know who Jason Derulo is?
Because he didn't get that stuff on the plane, and he had a shit fit with the airline.
Nope, it was before that. This is how I first found out who Jason Derulo was.
Jason Derulo. Before he sings his songs, he sings his name for everybody in the world to hear.
Really?
Yeah.
And I bet he does the same before letting some poop fall out of his rear. He says, Jason Derulo's about to do a little poo, yo.
What? Huh?
So the first album we got from the Toilet Bowl Cleaners, Bentley and I were going through it, and we knew we knew every name on there except for Jason Derulo, because he was a pretty new act at the time.
He is Jason Derulo.
He's been accused of photoshopping some Instagram picture.
Oh, that is so fake!
Where he's in these very, very tiny shorts, and you can just see the outline of his...
That is so fake!
It looks like it's about flaccid.
At least a foot.
Can we make that today's cover with Drew's face on it?
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
That is so fake.
I know. Well, he says I don't know.
Drew.
I don't know. I don't know.
He's hung.
It's going halfway around his side.
It's certainly substantial. I hope it's fake. I would rather it be fake.
That's funny.
Well, you know who would be mad about that would be Jonah Falcon.
I mean, that's the biggest dick I've ever seen on a man.
Oh, we have to call him.
To ask
I'm
him
so
about
glad
it.
You mentioned that.
Well, if we're going to call Jonah, then that picture's real.
Absolutely. Of course it is. I mean, it goes without saying. It's the only reason to call him. Is to tell him there's someone bigger.
All right. Well, you can call him. We've already opened up the hotline.
Let's declare it to be 14 and a quarter. Just a little bit bigger than him. 14 and a quarter hard.
This is Jason Derulo's about to do a
if
little.
He picks up, he's going to be so pissed off.
Why?
He just always, every time Jonah answers the phone, he's just like, what is it, guys?
He's working on stuff. Very important.
He likes
stuff.
Being on the show. I think he does.
He answered last time. He might have been with his mom. He
wants that oh, you're right. He was.
I don't have time for you. I'm shopping with my mom.
About to do a little poo, yo.
All Financial Hotline.
I heard it from all
oh, no.
Hello?
Oh,
Jonah.
No. Jonah, it's Jonah? Seriously?
No.
Yes, it is.
I'm here right now.
I know that voice. Jonah, it's Drew and Mike in Detroit. We have an important question.
Go ahead.
Have you seen the picture of Jason Derulo and his giant penis inside his bathing suit?
No.
14 and a quarter.
Mm-hmm.
It was measured from stem to the end, just the part that's on his bathing suit. You can
if
see
he says
it.
So.
Have you seen it? Can you look at it really quick? And just it's not an explicit photo. Can you just Google it really quick? This is very important to us. No, it's important to us, though. Do it for us.
Well, we've got our list of the biggest in the world,
you're
which
still
is
on
currently you. And so if this guy's the record breaker, it just...
Who measured him?
The internet.
Okay.
Because he put the picture out.
No, I think actually he's got somebody with... I don't know if
that's okay. I don't care.
No, but we do.
I know you do, but I don't.
Well, we just want to know if you
until someone has it out and measure it on a thing like I did. I don't care.
I guess we're going to have to
run because you caught me in the middle of dinner.
Oh, okay. Were you aware, though, that I thought maybe you were aware of him?
Oh! Why did he tell us he was in the middle of dinner to start with?
He
would have let him go then.
He loves standing by this measurement thing.
Well, Derulo's on top now.
Yeah, but is Derulo going to get a notary public to measure his dick?
Doesn't matter. He's on top now.
14 and a quarter.
Jonah.
Is Jason Derulo. He says Jason Derulo's.
Without using a ruler, I'm longer than my forearm and thicker than my wrist. I could envelop the entire doorknob with my foreskin.
Okay. I will just quickly get to this.
Sorry, Jonah.
Aaron Carter.
Wow, should we call him?
We do have his phone number, right?
Oh, yeah.
Did he call us?
Didn't
he call us?
I forgot I got a message from Rick over the weekend because we were talking about it.
Are we able to
about Aaron?
Is the bombshell yet?
No.
Oh, I've got a bombshell. And I kind of wanted to tie it in with the tech companies and a lot of these new companies and just the lack of responsibility, how they... don't seem to have, there's no need to vet anything.
It ready just for goes, a bomb?
You know, whether it's death threats from the Swifties
yeah.
or you know, all the other things we talked about. Aaron Carter has a GoFundMe, and he tweeted it out, and it's something to the effect that I'm trying to get out of California, but this realtor can't sell my house, and I'm owed millions of dollars. And so,
looks like he's on AIDS.
Can you please help me out so I can get out of California because I'm in danger? And then it's to the GoFundMe. So then you go to the GoFundMe, and
it's bizarre. You know, when you start a GoFundMe or whoever sets up the GoFundMe, they normally have, you know, a paragraph in which they describe this is what's happening with the life. This is why we need the money.
Yeah, my son has cancer, and we're not covered. And
this one is written by Aaron, and it's pretty wild.
Here's the actual tweet, which, by the way, was emailed to us.
Yeah.
And it was a screen capture of the tweet.
Yep.
And you know when you look at your Twitter, it tells you, like, who else you follow that follows them?
Right.
So my big question for Scott, who emailed this, is why are you following Ellen DeGeneres?
Wait, isn't Ellen... Oh,
Ellen DeGeneres follows Aaron Carter. But
did she retweet it?
No, it just says Ellen DeGeneres and five others follow him.
Oh, okay.
But it's from Scott's Twitter
feed. She's got 80 million followers. So
yeah, one of them's Scott. Glad he likes her.
Okay, so here's...
Please help me get out of California. My realtor's not able to get my house sold in time, and I need to get out. No one is paying me for all the monies I am owed. I found out I'm in the tens of millions and the tens of millions. Fake.
Really?
Fake.
Really? Okay, and remember, we've heard recently how, yeah, that bankruptcy thing, I'm so out of bankruptcy, I have millions. I mean, he just bought a house in Canada.
Yeah.
Because I forgot why he said he was moving to Canada then. Now it's because they're taking his guns away. So you need to donate money to him so that he can get out of here and get guns back, I guess. I mean, it's ridiculous, but the note, what he wrote, is even more insane.
On the GoFundMe?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, this is nuts.
Thank you. What is LMG? Thank you to all of my LMG.
LMG.
For all the support with my movement.
What is this? Well, no, what is this?
It's
movement?
Probably some code Aaron Carter fan LMG. Thing. I don't know. I've become a silence breaker. It has come to my attention with factual information that my family is out to get a conservatorship or set things up to make it look like I've killed myself. The Black Web documentary is in progress right now, and I'm exposing everyone who has done me wrong and has owed me money. The Black Web? The Dark Web?
Yeah.
So the Dark Web and his family are trying to make it look as if he's killed himself. I am owed $3.5 million from Sony Records.
Yeah, you're never going to see that.
I think it's his family that owes him money. If anyone owes him money, it's his parents. Didn't they?
Well, he's close with his mom.
Yeah.
It's the other family members, Nick and his twin sister, that don't like him.
He's been threatening him. There's a conspiracy that my family wants to take my life to take my money, and when I die, they will have all rights to my money and assets. What is money and assets worth? I mean, really?
I don't know.
It is a known fact that after celebrity dies, the industry makes way more money. Is there going to be a run on Aaron Carter music
when
he dies?
No.
I mean, does he really think this? He sounds manic. Doesn't he sound manic and megalomaniac?
I mean, we talked about that.
It's
yeah.
crazy. I mean, I'm worried about him. I'm raising this money to get myself out of California immediately. I need to move in order to protect myself. My Second Amendment rights will be taken away from me. I thank all of you for your support and for believing in me. Anybody who's a silence breaker, this is for you.
Silence breaker? What the fuck is he doing?
It'll be put to use to help us all with the love movement. I had to make up misdirections to protect myself. I never had the amount of money that I've said I had. Oh, that's interesting suddenly, huh? I've given many expensive necklaces and other treasured items away. The people I have given them to have done nothing but try to exploit me and use me for personal gain. So, in other words, he gave away so many valuable things that he no longer has. And
shouldn't be driving 60 miles for steaks. Just saying.
My real estate agent will not sell my home. I believe she's involved with all of the negativity surrounding my life, and she is a part of the cover-up.
Don't you hate it when you have that real estate agent
that refuses to sell your house?
No. Regardless of the money they're going to make on it.
You wonder why they're in real estate. I cannot sit around anymore and continue to be watched and stalked by BSB gang stalkers and Scientology members. BSB? What's that?
BSB. Backstreet Boys. All right. Because his brother is in the Backstreet Boys. It's gotta be, right?
Backstreet Boy gang stalkers?
Hey, whoa!
What's
this guy talking about?
Right? Isn't that? I guess that's what he means.
Backstreet Boys Stalkers.
Back. All right. Boom, 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 boom.
Oh, my God. That's too funny. I do much more than most of you know to help my community and donate to charitable causes whenever I can. That's why he has no money. I'm asking you to all please help me in this situation in any way that you can.
I don't want to give him money if he's just going to give it to other people.
My life is much more important than anything else right now. That's not more important than my life. And I need this to move on and continue my progress and grow. Thank you to all of my LMG. I love you from the bottom of my heart.
What is LMG? It's driving me nuts.
I don't know.
So he is trying.
Love something? I don't know.
His goal is $100,000. And this is the part that amazes me. 59 people have donated.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not going to get him to 100,000.
Jessica Colehall just donated $200 and wrote, I got your back, hun.
She looks pretty, doesn't she?
Wow, that's really good.
A little tiny picture.
Mandy donated $5 and said, I saw you on Live with Regis and Kelly. I wish they still made that show. Okay, good luck. Regis and Kelly, that was like 20 years ago.
A long time ago.
Then M. Lynn donated $5 and said, you look too fantastic half naked to see you die.
Oh, my God.
She's giving him $5 so he doesn't die so she can look at him half nude.
Do we know what the total he's raised is? Because for some reason it's not showing the...
$1,500.
The only thing I can see for LMG is Light Machine Gun, but I don't know. Here we go.
Backstreet's back. All right.
How dumb. I'm going to donate, man. That's great.
I donated $10 because I want to help out. I may not be rich, but I really hope Aaron finds a way to get out of his nightmare. Also, I've had a crush on you since I was 13. It's too safe.
You know, maybe I'm barking up the wrong tree on this, but...
I'm giving you $5, but you're also going to get my 2 cents. You're in need of money? Why don't you sell your $100,000 Range Rover or your luxury pickup truck four-wheeler?
Yeah!
You just spent $5,000 on marijuana the other day. You went to a jeweler in Houston recently discussing ways to melt down that $15,000 impulsive chain. You say you need this money because your realtor won't sell your house? I thought you had your real estate license.
Spend your money well.
I felt so much empathy for you in the beginning, and I still do to some extent, but this is ridiculous. Use your talent and perform at the shows you're booked at. You're making a bad situation so much worse by alienating people that actually care for you. You need to seek therapy.
Okay,
this person's right. You do need to seek therapy and get off the web.
The shows that he's booked at, which, by the way, I read the review, I think I talked about it, where there were 100 people at the show. Many of them had some backstage special thing you pay for, so it sounded like he made a little money.
So why doesn't he do, instead of GoFundMe, why don't you do Kickstarter and do a stupid show or something for the people? You know? Like that, like, who was it that was doing a show in the living room with people's house?
Oh,
Kenny Loggins?
Yeah.
It was. Yeah.
Kenny Loggins did the...
It was like $30,000.
Yeah.
Well, so is our friend at Verve Pipe, Brian.
Yeah. Can Aaron do that?
How much demand is there really for Aaron Carter's music?
Paige donated $5 and wrote, you blocked me on Instagram. What the fuck, man?
I'm telling you, this is craziness. But, the point I wanted to make and tell me if I'm just nuts, because I'm starting to think I'm just living in a past that's just so far gone. Does GoFundMe bear any responsibility to vet something like this? None?
As a starter of many fake GoFundMes, they don't vet.
But how dumb is that? Wouldn't GoFundMe be much better if we had at least an idea that it was slightly vetted? Because I'm starting to feel like...
It sucks, because how many times do you hear the story of the woman...
The scamola.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, the fake homeless guy that gave his last $20 for the gas raised $400,000. Wouldn't it be better if that $400,000 went to some worthy cause on GoFundMe? And Aaron Carter, too. I mean, no one is trying to kill him. No one is trying to pretend he's dead or fake his death.
You never know. LMG, baby.
I mean, wouldn't it be nice if they... I guess this is what really bothers me, is that we know GoFundMe is making a shit ton of money. Would it be nice if they hired some people?
They need to be open and transparent.
Yes, they do. Because they claim they do vet people. They say, oh, yes, we checked into this, and this is no good, and we're returning the money. Well, why don't you vet them when they come in?
Who owns
them? Oh, because it's too many. We can't control our great idea.
Who owns them? Do we know?
I'm not sure.
Are they there? Are they private?
I mean, give me. Isn't this a little fucking ridiculous?
Yes. Well, we laugh about it all the time. Yeah, it doesn't. I guess they're still a private for-profit company.
Yeah, and they're making a shit ton of money.
Yeah.
So, really, I mean, to see this insanity on there and people giving money and it just sits there and sits there. And you mean after even a couple days that GoFundMe hasn't heard that, hey, there's a crazy GoFundMe. Aaron Carter's claiming all this crazy shit and they take it down? No, they don't. They don't do anything.
Yeah.
They just put it up. I mean, it's really like all of the quote unquote publishers of today or the tech companies. Yeah, just put whatever up and we bear no responsibility for anything.
Do you know what the highest amount of money raised on GoFundMe ever is?
Oh, isn't it the Me Too thing? Time's Up?
Time's Up is number two, and it didn't even hit its target goal, by the way. Its target goal was $24.5 million. It hit $24.2 million. I assume they still probably got that money.
What is the most?
We the People Built the Wall when they were trying to raise $1 billion. They raised $25,250,000.
And
the wall?
To build the wall. And that guy, who's a military guy, I believe, and a staunch Trump reporter, mm-hmm. supporter, there's accusations that funny things were going on with that money.
But
people were saying they wanted their money back because they read.
Did he get his money back?
Did the people get their money back?
Yeah, I mean,
no, they hadn't gotten their money back because he was spending it on. He didn't reach his goal. So,
yeah, so I didn't think he
I don't
got
know. They
it.
Were suggesting that this guy was getting money from somewhere. Maybe it was another GoFundMe for less or something. And that he wasn't doing, he was doing some things with the money that he was not saying he was going to do.
I'm reading really quick about him. See if I can figure this out. He tried running for Senate. Oh, he did start a separate one called We Build the Wall, a 501c4 nonprofit.
Okay.
So I'm guessing maybe that's where that story comes
from.
Yeah,
and I think he was paying himself and some money was going to some other places that some people didn't agree with. And that's, you know, I love the GoFundMe idea. And honestly, when it works,
it ruins it for legitimate ones.
It does.
Like the Walking Man.
I mean, I think it's going to, at some point, it's going to go down the tubes because of all the bullshit stuff. Mm-hmm. People are going to say, you know, these GoFundMes, I keep reading about this one that was BS and that one was BS and they raised all this money and they really had my heart into this and fuck them. Well, not doing this anymore.
There's so many good legitimate ones. Remember, Terry got a new wheelchair.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because of GoFundMe.
Absolutely. That was great. No, I think it's a fantastic idea. I don't understand, though. Instead of making 500 bazillion zillion dollars, why don't you make 400 bazillion zillion dollars and actually do a little bit of work on vetting?
What you doing, Terry?
But it's really
hard.
I'm
not saying it's going to be perfect. Yeah, I know it's really hard. I know we had this conversation.
It is really hard.
It is. I understand that. It's not going to be perfect.
Because, I mean, there are people who make a whole bunch of, you know, fake ones just to be funny. You know, like we saw the guy and
like the idiot sitting across from you.
Right, right. Like that dude.
No one donated my Alec Baldwin one.
That was disappointing.
And then also like with Kickstarter, which is, you know, similar, there was the guy who made, what, $56,000 because he just wanted to make potato salad.
Yeah.
And people gave him the money and they were happy to do so. Just because it was funny.
At least Kickstarter, you know, people have to give you something, right?
Right.
I'm not saying that Woodward and Bernstein have to investigate every GoFundMe, but I just think they could do a much better job. Not perfect, but they could do much better. I want to mention, by the way, that our store is open since we're talking about giving money to people.
Yeah.
If you want to buy merchandise, please check out the Drew and Mike store. How's the store doing? Do we know?
Pretty good. I think there's only, I think it's doing really well. Last time I talked to Joe, that was Friday. I don't know, though. It could have been a boon on the weekend.
Oh, I hope so.
There were some technical issues. We had to fix a few things, but it should all be fixed now.
Oh, were you down for a while?
No, it's just some items you couldn't select what you wanted to select, if that makes sense.
Okay.
It was a simple fix.
Technology.
You want to hear the Righteous Rick update before it's based off Aaron Carter?
Yeah. Brandon, how far in are we, by the way?
124.
Okay.
Hey, buddy. LOL. Nice Bonner line.
Bonner line? Oh, B-O-N-N-E-R? Yeah, that would be Bonner line.
Dot, dot, dot.
What's the Bonner line?
I don't know. He liked it, though. Nice Bonner line. Dot, dot, dot. We are in the process of moving. He closed
on... He doesn't know how to spell boner? He's right. Just hit the end.
I don't
twice.
Like no boners, Drew. You can have all the boners. I know how to spell pussy.
I'm going to assume he hit the end twice by accident and proofread his text.
I'm sure. We're in the process of moving. He's moving again. I won't say what he bought, but I've told you off the air. Not much yet on my phone. Phones.
Oh, okay.
He doesn't have his phone anymore. Oh. I wish we could tell the story, but we can't yet.
Oh, his phone was lost and all?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, we have a lot to talk about.
Not much yet on my phones. Going to get my attorney on it. And yes, Nick is pulling strings. But I do have a conversation.
Wait, so is he verifying the deep state activity that's going on in the dark web?
I think he is. LMG. Maybe he knows what LMG is.
Yeah, Rick, can you please tell us how they're going to fake his death to sell all his assets, and because celebrities make more money when they're dead?
I do have a conversation of Aaron talking about being molested by blank. I don't want to say your name. That's a mess. We'll be here's
Oh, I know what it is.
Here's where I feel he buried the lead of this text. We'll be working on the Righteous Rick podcast soon as well.
What?
He's going to be a competitor.
No way. Well, he's guested on a couple.
Hope you guys are well. I know. And he handles criticism and calls very well.
Yeah, I really hope there's a hotline to this.
Always has.
I hope they have their own Bonner line. Sorry, Rick. I love you. I love you, bud.
Okay. So, moving along, you know, a couple themes this weekend for me. One of them was cults, because I swear I keep seeing more cults that I never called cults or thought of as cults, like the Swifties, the Michael Jackson fans. Aren't they like a cult?
Oh, my God.
What happened to Judd Apatow, Brian?
I saw Judd Apatow. He had a tweet, because there's going to be a new Michael Jackson biopic, whatever you want to call it. And it's being made by the same people who made Bohemian Rhapsody. So we can kind of suggest that this is going to be a very, very big deal. I don't know who they're going to get to play Michael Jackson, because that acting job is going to be pretty
Aaron Carter.
Tough.
Aaron Carter could do it.
Sure.
Right.
And he knows him.
He's way fish and white.
So Judd Apatow basically takes a tweet that is mentioning this new biopic, and he says, yeah, I'm going to make a movie, too, about Harvey Weinstein, but I'm not going to mention any of the sexual allegations, just the good stuff he did. Basically just insinuating that this new biopic's not going to have anything to do with Michael Jackson's alleged pedophilia. And oh my God, did the Michael Jackson supporters come in droves and just were so angry. Comments were crazy.
I had a pretty tepid tweet about him, and I got attacked. Remember those people that descended on my Twitter? Yeah. It was like, what? Do they search his name every day? Because I didn't tweet at anyone.
I was on Reddit the other day, and I was trying to post something video game related, and I couldn't post. And I'm like, why can't I post? And it says, your karma's too bad. I'm like, okay, what's up with my karma? And it said I had like this negative 150 karma.
Huh?
Yeah. And that means people were downvoting me. And I'm like, why are people downvoting me? I rarely even write anything on Reddit. And then I looked back and said, oh, that's right. I called Michael Jackson a pedophile once. And I got downvoted so bad that I'm not allowed to post on Reddit.
My God.
So I had to kind of finagle some things to get some upvotes. So now I can finally post. But
Jesus.
Yeah, I'm telling you, they're almost like a cult. They don't believe any allegations. It's insane.
But Apatow's right. How do you make a movie about Michael Jackson without any of that?
Because you know the Michael Jackson lovers don't want to see that. So you make a movie they want to see because it makes more money.
So to the point, over the weekend, Annie likes to pull the other one likes to pull down the DVDs on the wall, and she pulled down This Is It. And I was putting them all back, and I'm like, I wonder at what point Charlotte's going to go, what is this movie about? Who is this guy, and how do I explain that? I'm not going to tell her about the molestation, but do I just say, oh, yeah, this is what he's working on before he killed himself by taking propofol?
You know, you can almost just play it and act like it's a show.
Well,
show.
I probably will, because I want her to know all this stuff.
That was
at the right age.
Yeah, it's a little age inappropriate, but when I saw This Is It, it was
great
so
movie.
Strange.
It's because such
I
a
went,
good movie.
Wait, this is what he was. This is what I used to think of him as, this great entertainer. Who had all these great songs with the Jackson 5. He had a lot of good songs, too.
It's hard to think that he's the same guy in the Jackson 5.
As... it was really strange to watch that.
Even the thriller isn't even the really weird Michael.
No, not even close.
When did he become really weird?
I want to say late 80s, early 90s.
The Thriller.
After his hair lit on fire, probably,
well,
right?
The hair lighting on fire was a start, but that wasn't his fault. He was a victim.
Yeah, but I mean, that sounds like that's what got him addicted to painkillers.
Right. And when he was accused of molestation and he quit his tour and said, I'm going to rehabilitation.
I'm going to go
I
off
developed
the deep
an
end.
Addiction to painkillers because my scalp burned. It's Pepsi's fault. It's not my fault. I didn't do anything to children. If I did, I wouldn't remember. And Elizabeth is coming to get me, and she's taking me to rehab.
He blames Pepsi for molesting. But that's the weird
thing.
Well,
just saying. And so he went to rehab. He's like, oh, if he molested anybody, it was because he was on those crazy pills Pepsi made him take because they burned his head.
But you don't become a pedophile because you're addicted to drugs.
I know.
Your behavior might become a little more out there.
That's where it really blew up, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, there was a lot of weird stories about the hyperbaric oxygen chamber, and he bought the elephant man's bones,
right.
And, you know, he slept with a llama.
Yeah, he did.
And
it's true.
There were just crazy stories, and he was always with little kids.
Took Emmanuel Lewis.
What's that?
Took Emmanuel Lewis to the award, the Grammy Awards. Maybe that's where it
carried him around.
Yeah. Well, come on.
It's not like Emmanuel Lewis can't walk.
Things move really quick in that world. You can't have Emmanuel Lewis slowing you down. You might as well pick him up and carry him.
And of course, the underlying story was that he was on a date with Brooke Shields, who was with him,
awesome.
And he shows up in a limousine with Emmanuel Lewis. She thinks, wow, the guy that is going to win all this shit is taking me to the Grammys. What a dream come true this is. And it's Michael Jackson. And he shows up and he carries Emmanuel Lewis around all night.
Actually, it's a thruple.
And people are laughing at her. They were laughing at her.
Oh, poor Brooke Shields.
And I'm really curious to see what...
Wait, why are they... She's the third person they should laugh at in that situation.
I think because she was on a date with him.
I know,
but... She's his date.
He should be laughed at. Then Emmanuel for being carried around.
But he was winning all those awards.
Where's his self-respect? Don't carry me around, Jackson.
That was really weird.
How old was he at the time? Like 12, 13?
Emmanuel?
I don't know.
Manny?
Manny. Oh, well, he was great on that one show.
Yeah, he was. On Surreal Life?
Yeah, he was very nice.
Anyway, on the cult thing. First of all, okay, R. Kelly has the two girlfriends. You know, and remember he made the big bitch?
Yes.
I'm in jail, and both of my girlfriends can't visit me at once. What is this?
Lie.
And, well, as ridiculous as that was, because no one cares about his complaints, he's no more sex for you, R. Kelly.
Oh, wow.
You got enough sex to last the entire world till the end of time. And yesterday, I'm just poking through online, and I see, oh, one of the two girls now says, she's a victim. She's not his girlfriend. She's a victim.
And this is one of the girls that was defending him with Gayle King? Okay.
Yeah, one of the ones that was tweeting from Trump Tower saying, see, we still live in Trump Tower and R. Kelly's not broke.
So she's been evicted then, right? Is that why all this is happening
now? My suspicion is that the money has run out. He's not there to make her call him daddy and not talk to her parents and all those things that he made her do and, you know, get permission to go to the bathroom and have to do three ways with another girl she just met and all that crazy, crazy shit that was going on. And, of course, she goes on to tell us that, you know, she met him when she was 17. She moved in when she was 19. He promised her he was going to make her the next Aaliyah, this big career, and then immediately hit with the call me daddy, call me master, and here are the rules. And when she didn't follow the rules, he would say, you want a singing career or you want a normal life?
Mm-hmm.
So that was the bait.
She was already living that life, yeah.
Everyone who's been in there has said the same thing. Oh, yeah, he told me to have a career. Which, you know, in a way, it's kind of distressing that people, you know, think. And I think this has a lot to do with the easy path, the get-rich-quick world, whether it's American Idol or YouTube or whatever, and people just think, oh, R. Kelly's going to make me a star, and all I have to do is have sex with 20 women I don't know in front of him and then do this and ask him permission to use the bathroom and, you know, all this madness. And, yeah, it seems like it does become a cult. I mean, the way they describe it, it sounds like they don't seem to feel they have any choice. It's crazy. It's weird. Then they get out, and they go, oh, my God, he beat me up. He did this. It was horrible.
Yeah, it's a little misleading. I mean, they had the choice. They just wanted the road to fame.
Yeah, and along that road somewhere, I think it all gets perverted, and they feel they have to do all these things, and yeah. He's holding the carrot, you know, your career, and no one gets a career. And why it took this girl 5 years, because she's 24 now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when she was 21, didn't she realize, there's no career. He's not going to bat for you. He doesn't go to bat for anyone but himself. And he can't make you have a career anyway. And apparently, when she got testy, he'd say, your singing sucks anyway.
Well, that's part of being in a cult. Yeah. Sometimes you have to crack that whip.
Yeah, you got to beat him down.
Yeah, you got to beat him down and then build him back up. That's how you make a cult.
So here's how she's telling her story. Yeah. You have to be a paid subscriber on Patreon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So,
but what she doesn't realize is that one person or one media company will just buy it and then just repeat the story everywhere.
Which they're already doing.
Verbatim. Verbatim.
But what? Are you kidding me?
If she was smart, you would think she would record a video of her saying it because then they can't use that.
Yeah.
They can use the word, but they can't use the video because then there's a copyright.
I just found myself.
She needs someone like R. Kelly to walk her through all that.
I find myself R. Kelly.
She probably wrote it because she knew he'd never be able to read it.
Well, that's true too. He's such a done deal. I mean, he's cooked. Done. It's over.
His foot's gross. Yeah.
And I find myself hating her though for going, I'm going to be paid. People have to pay me to hear my story. It's like, honey, we've heard your story from 50 different chicks, okay? We've seen him peeing on a 14-year-old.
So that,
your story
that was,
is...
Use your common sense.
So to that
too
point...
Little, too late.
To that point, do you think... Layla. Oh, Layla, what's going on? What's up? Tack dog.
She's having a nightmare and she woke up.
Aw.
Layla? It's okay.
Oh. To that point, do you think she shopped her story around? Everyone's like... Oh,
probably.
Yeah,
I bet she writes a book too. But that story has been told and told and told and told and told. Unless she's going to add some other
There's
crazy stuff
new.
Like he was crapping in her mouth. Well, I'm just saying. I mean, we've heard it all.
Well, that should be her.
I don't think that'll
that
sell
should be your
books.
Angle. Who's he? He is John McAfee.
Exactly. Before we get to Bikram.
Bikram.
The new Netflix special, Bikram. And did we all watch it?
I did not watch it.
I did.
Watch it. There's been a lot on Bikram.
It's really good.
Yeah, I want to see
it. It's a yoga instructor who is also kind of a cult leader. Mm-hmm. I'd call it a cult. I don't know. Would you call it a cult, Brandon?
It's difficult to call
it's
it
a cult.
But even in
would
there.
Would you massage his feet?
Oh.
The women in there. They actually said that they use the word brainwashed.
Yeah.
So, I mean, using that, almost. This guy,
seems like there's a lot of brainwashing going on these days.
What's weird about Bikram is that don't a lot of people, like, love it and love him? Like,
well,
it's success for them.
Bikram, so everybody knows yoga. Well, what a lot of people don't realize is the popularity of yoga and a lot of the poses, they actually come from Bikram, this guy named Bikram. So if you want to open up a store that is Bikram certified, you have to take his course. And taking his course, it's crazy. A lot of stuff unfolds during this 9-week course where you have to be in a hotel room and you cannot leave the building.
What's that all about? I mean, you can't leave the building.
It's control.
Yeah, right.
He likes breaking people down and building them up like every cult.
Yeah, and you have to do this yoga, these 26 yoga things, in a room that's like 100 degrees, and you have to sweat like crazy.
And he's in his skivvies the whole time.
Yeah, he's in his little Speedo with air conditioning on him,
tiny
while the rest
wieners.
Of the room is
I didn't know that.
Yeah, oh yeah.
What a jerk.
Oh, he's such an asshole.
What a jerk.
So...
He's got air conditioning just on him.
I know, yes.
That's kind of funny.
Yeah, it was kind of. There was a lot of it was kind of funny, and I could see why he is so. I mean, when you see enough clips of him doing his thing, it's like, well, yeah, he's an entertainer. Mm-hmm. He's a showman. He's a huckster, and you know this guy builds this thing where he's got 20 Rolls Royces, this giant house in Beverly Hills, and you know you also notice that. Oh, what do you know? He's on TV all the time. There he is on the Today Show. Oh, Bikram Yoga. Oh, look at the successful Mick Yoga.
Everybody and, just up, lean back, fall back, more back, way back, go back, go back, go back.
And as I'm watching the documentary on him, and he sexually assaults many, 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 many women, and he threatens people. He, you know, this one girl he fired, he got her electricity turned off, he did this, he did that, you know, and her life was basically destroyed. And it's completely insane. No human should be treated like this guy treats people.
And during his courses, he's almost like a drill instructor, which I think that's what people like. They like the fact that he yells at you to the point where he gets results. Like the
yeah, he calls
like,
you a fat fuck.
Yeah, like this guy.
Suck that fucking fat stomach in. I don't like to see the jiggle jiggle.
Yeah.
That's so him.
He goes right after the people, but he does get the results. This hot yoga, apparently it's the best yoga. People walk away. They feel amazing. Now, if you want to open up your own Bikram store, you got to follow all the rules. And if Bikram gets in trouble, your entire livelihood and your business is in jeopardy.
And also, he has to approve you. So, you know, if he wants to...
Can I ask you this, though? So, hot yoga, I mean, he doesn't have a copyright on or trademark on hot yoga. Can't you just start, you know...
He stole it. He stole the whole program from someone else. It turns out he's tried to trademark it repeatedly.
Mm-hmm. So why do you need him to train you? Why can't you just start Druyam yoga?
You can't be a Bikram studio.
I guess that's my question. Does that name hold that much power
I
over
guess
that
so.
Brand?
The people seem to think it does, and they pay $11,000 for the training, too. So.
It's kind of a catchy name.
And to answer your questions about anything hot, he just does not like anything cold.
I always said I don't like cold weather, cold food, cold heart, and cold pussy.
Yeah.
God.
Yeah, he says there's a million women lining up to have sex with him, so why would he sexually assault anyone? Well, it turns out...
He is such an over-exaggerator.
Oh, I know.
Nice defense.
He cured Richard Nixon's phlebitis. That's how he got his green card.
Yep, they were going to cut Nixon's leg off until he came in.
After 2 days, Richard Nixon said, which leg was it? I don't even remember.
His first U.S. patient was Elvis. His second was Nixon. His third was George Harrison.
How did they find
Bullshit.
Him?
Quincy Jones.
How did they find him? Like, why did Nixon find Bikram?
He didn't.
They never explained
that. They contacted the Nixon Library, who said, we have no idea who this person is.
So why did anybody ever challenge him on it? Going, no, you...
Because he's very convincing, and he's, you know...
And he's foreign. You can't check his credentials over in India, where he says he was the three-time yoga champion of the world.
There's no such thing.
That's not a thing.
When they go, yeah, at the time, I mean, there might be some competitive yoga now, but at the time, in the 50s and 60s, no, there wasn't.
It's just completely insane. But, you know, as I'm watching this, I'm hearing about how absolutely sick and creepy this is, and all the women who've been victimized by this guy, I Google Bikram, and what comes up? Bikram Studio, like 5 miles from my house. Another one downtown. Another one here. Another one there. They're all over. So were you able to find some phone numbers for Bikram Studios?
Well, yeah, there are three in the Southeastern. But, you know, who knows? Maybe they're in the process of changing their name. But...
Well, no, because it's a brand now.
This documentary is pretty powerful. I suspect a lot of studios will be changing their name. Why should it matter anyway?
I mean, should they change the name, the brand, since it's six? That was my point. A lot of people seem to lie. I mean, look at the things they say about Henry Ford. They're not going to change the Ford name.
I understand,
but
Bikram
wasn't in real time, though.
Bikram,
okay, that's fair.
Was challenged. He had, I believe, was it six people who came forward with sexual assault? Four of them have been settled, but two of them have not. He was also sued and lost $7 million because of the wrongful termination of one of his employees, and he just completely bailed. You know, without paying a dime, he just decided, I'm out of here, and he flew to Thailand. Then he got served in Thailand on video where he's cussing up a storm.
Threatening to beat the shit out of
You're not serving me with this. I use this as toilet paper. And now, here he is, 75 years old, and he's in Mexico, and he's still doing these. He's a wanted man in the U.S., but he's in Mexico right now, close to the border, where he's doing these classes. He gets like 11,000 per person.
Is he near Nexium?
500 people. I mean, this guy is still raking in the dough, making all this money.
All these girls are taking this course. They're just not taking them in the U.S., so the money's still pouring in. And by the way, I didn't understand why he was never charged with perjury, because in the civil case, he's on the stand, and he says, I have no money. I've made no money in 3 years. And the attorney's like, well, what about this Rolls Royce you just bought?
He pulls up his Instagram page and just starts swiping pictures of his Instagram, saying, here's all your brand new cars, here's all your trips.
Did he say they were fake? That's what I was.
He said they weren't his.
They're not my cars.
They weren't his.
Who owns the cars?
I don't know.
Jerry Brown, the governor of California.
Yeah, see?
Really?
He donates them to him.
Sounds very convincing.
And so, what do you donate them for? And he says, to build a school. And he said, what kind of school? He said, a school to build Bentleys?
It was Bikram Engineering School to build Bentleys.
Yeah, and they're like, well, where is the school? And, I mean, he just keeps lying. It's just the biggest tall tale ever.
And I should be back in school.
Yeah, he owns all these things. There's no school.
Goodbye, fucking shit school.
He had to make shit up as he goes along.
It's clear he had to shut it down because of a lawsuit.
Then he gives his lawyers a thumbs up like, I did it. And then, boom, you lose the case.
Oh, yeah. No, his attorney ended up saying that, actually, the opposing attorney said, putting him on the stand should be malpractice because he's such a liar. He lies and lies and lies. And he also took the fifth civil deposition.
He took the fifth so many. They had a whole montage of him just pleading the fifth. Fifth, 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 fifth.
Yeah, fifth, fifth. What were they asking him when he was taking the fifth?
Well, they were basically saying, is it true that you have had sex with some of your students during the courses of these trainings? I plead the fifth. Is it true that you made...
Oh, some of his quotes to some of the horrible things he said that he said a million times.
I plead the fifth. I really like the montage that they had right in the middle of the documentary that shows George Clooney, Hoda Kotb, Kim Kardashian, Jason Bateman, all these guys talking about how great he is, and Charles Barkley, and you know how great the hot yoga is. How challenging it is.
Thank you, oh great master, for sharing your wisdom.
Yogi. And then, you know, at the very end, you see, and I'll let, I'm not going to spoil anything, but he's just a huge sham. They have a guy who basically took the classes with him over in India who said, this was from our master. He just ripped him off, and now he's getting rich for it. He's a thief.
I know. And you realize, too, that, you know, these girls... One's describing being raped by him.
Yeah.
And she says, I've paid $11,000. I'm in the middle of this training. This is my whole goal is to teach yoga. And so I realized she's trapped. Couldn't tell anyone.
Yeah.
In fact, she kissed him on the forehead when she left the rape.
Oh, God.
Because she's like, this guy has to approve me. He has to. And so it's... I mean, it's so sad. It's so pathetic. It's so sickening when someone has that kind of power and they use it in that way.
And I wish I'd never met him.
And the things the people say, it really feels like a cult. I mean, he calls people 2 o'clock in the morning. Yes, come to my room right now. He never sleeps, apparently. And he comes to the room and he needs a back massage. He needs a foot massage. He needs a hand massage. And so these beautiful girls are being awakened at 2 a.m. to go massage his hands and feet. And then he wants her to massage his dick.
Didn't Epstein do the same exact thing? I thought he was constantly calling for people to massage.
I think it was probably very similar.
Yeah.
So, you know, when I saw that he had left the country and he's just doing it in another country, charging the same amount and making millions more and blowing off this $7 million he owes and just so blatantly, I mean, there's not even any remorse. There's nothing. I mean, in his world.
He's gotten away with it.
Yeah, he got away with it. It reminded me of the guy in the cult. Remember the blowjob push-ups?
Yeah, holy hell.
Yeah, holy hell, the documentary. This guy puts together this cult. They're in Austin, Texas. It's really a great bunch of people. In fact, when this thing blew up, they all went on to fabulously successful lives. I mean, it was kind of amazing. But this guy was, you know, a guru. And, you know, while you were in this cult, you paid for counseling. And he would go in and counsel these guys. And then he would rape them.
Jesus.
And they were... You know, it turned out they all start comparing notes one day. As soon as one person says it, oh, he did the same thing to me. And yeah, it was horrible. I paid for him to rape me.
Cults are all about sex most of the time.
They are. I know. It's amazing. So they all confront him.
Or money.
And he says, okay, I will leave. And, you know, everybody's going to go do their own thing. There were some people, by the way, that wanted to stay with him. They still wanted to stay with him, even though they knew he'd raped like 20 guys.
And maybe they thought he had his fill.
Anyway, he ends up going and flying to Hawaii, and at the end of the documentary, they show that, oh, he's got a new cult in Hawaii. He's got a whole new bunch of people who think this amazing guru, you know, that this is the life. I've found Nirvana with this creep.
With really weird hair.
Like, I love that he just starts a new cult. Hey,
I know
when you're good at something.
I don't understand Why is it?
Are you part of the cult? Are you in a trance right now?
And I've seen it with, you know, Rob Walchuk does these stories where these people rip off all these people and they go to court and there's judgment here, a judgment there, a judgment here, a judgment. They never pay the fucking judgment. And I don't understand why, how do these people get away with it? And this guy who has billions of dollars, why is he allowed to not pay his judgment?
Because he has billions of dollars.
Well, you're right. Yeah, and he has all kinds of attorneys. Yeah. They said he had, you know, four attorneys around him during the deposition. I mean, it's just...
Something's going on and somebody's not telling me something.
It's really frustrating.
It's a Joe Millionaire to really put a bow on
he
it.
Did.
Man.
He did.
It was a total shock.
It's a great summarization.
What you see is what you get.
You know, someone should hire Joe Millionaire to do slug lines because they're very simple yet profound.
They're very good.
What you see is what you get.
Boy, there was some. There was some great true crime over the weekend that I wanted to get into. But should we make a phone call first? Should we call? We've got our...
Yeah, the driving dog.
Yeah, why don't we call the driving dog? How long was the car going in a circle with the dog in it?
About an hour. Okay. That dog was going on a road trip in a circle, which you would think if a dog went on a road trip, it would probably just be in a circle anyway, right?
Yeah, it's a time machine. The dog doesn't know. It gets in the car and it gets out somewhere else. In this case, it got out at home.
And you drive along, la la la.
I really kind of feel bad for the dog because he had just gotten home, and you know he was so excited to be home.
And well, what if he was dizzy?
And then he kicks it in the reverse.
I know it's really funny when you see the dog in the driver's seat. It's like, oh my god, it looks so ridiculous. The dog's looking out the window.
It'd be great if he had the trucker hat.
Then it jumps into the back seat. Car's still going around in circles backwards.
I think this lady's comment to in the story is, I think they should give him a license. Which, after I laughed at how stupid it was, I kind of agree with her. I wish they would just give the dog a license now.
Who are we calling?
It's a neighbor. What's her name? Is it Ann?
Ann.
You've reached Mickey, any
day. What? Nikki?
I'm an excellent driver.
Bye. I know there was a percentage issue with this call. Is Ann there? It's the Drew and Mike show in Detroit. We were calling, trying to reach Ann. If you're the neighbor of the dog that was driving in circles backwards for an hour, please call the 248 number. If not, just forget it.
That's what I'm going to drive.
I'm actually very positive that is the number.
Oh, okay.
Based on middle names.
55!
He died like a dog. A talented dog. A beautiful dog.
So I see this...
canine, as they call. I call it a dog.
I see this great... Well, there's a lot of true crime over the weekend. First of all, of course, the usual 48 Hours, which is on... the guy in Colorado that murdered...
Oh, yeah, Kelsey Barrett.
Kelsey Barrett,
yeah. What was his name? Patrick Freezy?
Freezy?
Yeah.
We kind of knew that story. But 2020 was on Jorn Vandersloot.
Yeah.
The guy that killed Natalie Holloway.
Man, Jorn.
Oh, what a story.
Do you think if he didn't gamble, he would still be a murderer?
I don't know. That's a good question because that's... That was the one thing that was certain about him is that he wanted money to gamble with more than anything. So he, on a few occasions, would say, I've got the whole story about Natalie. I'm going to tell you where she is, but I want 25 grand.
Yeah.
And they give him 25 grand, and he would tell them, and then he'd leave, and he'd call and go, yeah, the whole story was a lie. So, see ya.
Yeah, psych.
Yep, already got money in hand. So.
Yep. And so when
he did that numerous times.
He did. And
but,
he went
but,
to.
But they never brought up, and I don't know if anybody ever brought up the actual motive for why, not that they need it, for why he killed Natalie.
I know it doesn't make
they
sense because he didn't
did
get
she
any
win.
Didn't get any money out of her. I don't think.
That's what I was wondering.
I don't think
they
she
met
was
at
gambling.
A casino.
She was watching him play.
Yeah,
that's true.
Maybe he raped her.
Yeah. Why kill her too?
Shut her up.
Yeah.
So he gets 25 grand from Natalie Holloway's mom.
Yeah.
An attorney. Because
I
he calls the
attorney. That
attorney's
great.
And he says, yeah, $250,000 if you want to know where Natalie is.
Yeah.
So he drives him to this house and says, yeah, my dad put the foundation there. She's under there.
Nice throwing your dead dad under the bus and blaming
his
him.
His dad had died.
Getting rid of the
body. In his defense.
Yeah.
And so he goes about his way, calls the attorney, says, yeah, that was a big lie. She's not under there. Then he flies to Peru and starts playing, gambling away at the casinos, just having a ball. And he meets this girl who has won a couple pretty big jackpots, apparently. Yep. So he sees her as a mark, and she ends up staying in his hotel room, and he...
Beats her up. Kills her.
He kills her to death. But he goes out and gets two coffees, and he comes back, and he tells them he's locked out, and he wants the guy opening the room to open the door and see the dead bodies and go, genius, oh my God!
Genius.
What happened to my girl?
I was out getting coffee. Someone came in here and murdered her.
But the guy just cracks the door.
He was like, these coffees are really hard. Can you help me carry him inside the room, please?
I know, what a dick. Anyway,
then he had to flee, and
he tries to go to Chile. He does go to Chile. He takes cabs for hours and hours and hours.
He takes a 10-hour cab ride
and can't pay the guy.
And all I can think of later, because they talk about how great these Peruvian prisons are because he has internet and married a chick and banged her. I'm like, that sounds way better than a 10-hour cab ride in Peru.
I know. I was
in a cab for 10 hours.
I was so pissed to find out he's having sex in there.
He got married.
He has a kid.
He has internet access.
He gets to play. He gets to gamble online.
That's right.
Just have a grand old time. I would have told
you.
The bed
looked uncomfortable, though, Brandon.
It did. The cell looked like crap. However, it really made it sound like this, you know, Peruvian jail is not bad. It's okay. It's the American jail that he's scared shitless about.
Yeah. Yeah, and they're trying to get him extradited so they can try him over here.
Well, how many years is he spending in Peru? 20 in jail? Is that what it was? It was a very
25.
Seemed like a light sentence.
Yeah, it seemed very
28 years for the murder of what was her name?
You know, I can remember
the girl that won the bonuses,
Stephanie Flores Ramirez.
But then after that,
the daughter of a race car driver, very prominent politician. And it also seems his victims are they're always wealthy. And so the victim's families, they always have the means to come right after him. Because Natalie Holloway's mom, she's a bulldog, man. She just kept coming to Aruba, coming to Aruba, to a point where Aruba said, get the hell out of her little island.
Well, she said something about the two brothers that he was with.
She called them criminals.
Criminals, yeah. And so they were like, get her out of here.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Dr. Phil's saying, I want everybody
I'm shocked. Shocked that Dr. Phil has that much power.
Boycott Aruba.
Freak out all of Aruba.
I know, so Aruba's, I guess they have no tourism anymore?
I guess not, because Dr. Phil said no. But they made it sound like the police really stepped up. It's like, oh, no, Dr. Phil's really mad at Aruba.
Aruba. Aruba. Aruba. Aruba. Aruba.
So also, of course, I had to watch a few ID shows. And I'm watching this one, and it was interesting to me because it starts off with this girl describing her friend. And I'm thinking, oh, the friend's either dead or something. And the friend is a cheerleader, and they show a picture of this blonde girl. She's 16, 17, really cute, really pretty. And after she finishes high school, she wants to get her nursing degree or nursing whatever certificate, and she does. She wants to be an anesthesiologist. Mm-hmm. And she's taking classes for that. And then I guess she's around 25 or so. And she meets this guy who's a doctor. Dr. Gullam. I think it's Gullam, like G-U-L-A-M. His last name was Mooda, M-O-O-D-A. And he's 47. She's 25. Mm. And I'm like, okay, this guy's from
India.
This guy's from India. Yeah, she's an attractive blonde girl. And she tells her friend that, he's always lavishing these gifts on me, and it's really uncomfortable, but she kind of suggests that, you know, actually after a while it seemed like she got okay with it because she was always giving her jewelry and cars and, you know, all this stuff. So fast forward 10 years, they're still together, and they decide to get married. She's 35, he's 57. And, you know, the money just keeps pouring in.
Yeah.
And then about 10 years later, 10 years into the marriage.
So do we know why she was into him?
Oh, it seemed like the money to me. That's of course, I'm just going, wait, why does she want this 20? He's shorter than her.
Yeah.
You know, it's super attractive.
What did he do for a living?
He's a doctor.
Oh, wow.
He's a very successful doctor. Oh, okay. You know, she's driving a Jaguar.
There you go.
But still I'm thinking, can she really stand to fuck this guy? I mean, really?
She just thinks of his wallet.
Yeah, I mean,
she lays out his investment statements on the bed.
That's sort of how it seemed to me. That's what I was thinking, and sure enough.
Yeah, it's funny. I still don't know who dies here. I'm assuming it's
I know. I was the same way. I'm like, I don't know what's going on, but this marriage seems like a bunch of bullshit to me.
He either gets sick of her for some reason, or she gets tired of his old penis.
Her girlfriend thought that they were really in love, and she said they always seemed really close and blah, 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 but... Anyway, they're driving from Pennsylvania to Toledo, and they're on the Ohio Turnpike. Oh. And she's driving, and all of a sudden she has a stomach ache, and she pulls over in the emergency lane. And she's like, I just need to sit here for a minute. And he's like, no, why don't you just let me drive, and you can just, you know, hopefully you'll feel better.
He's a doctor. Can he diagnose it anyway?
I would think so. But the point is, they change drivers. She gets out to go onto the other side, okay. And he's getting out. And somebody pulls up behind him and comes running up in a ski mask and says, give me all your money.
What?
As the Indian guy's getting out of the car, the doctor. He hands over. He actually carries a lot of cash on him. So he gives him the money, gives him his wallet. And then the guy shoots him in the head. After he gave him his money.
Hey, that doesn't seem like the best crime of opportunity.
Well, I thought, boy, this is an awfully big coincidence because she pulls over and just so happens a guy with a ski mask pulls over right behind her.
And number two, if you're going to rob someone, you typically don't kill them.
No. So, of course, the cops.
Just going by all my robberies.
The cops show up and she's really hazy and she's all upset. And it was a black truck and he was 5'3". I don't know what he's wearing a mask. I don't know if he's black, white. I don't have no idea. So, you know, I'm going, oh, come on. I know. She knows.
She has
something's going on here.
It's Ohio. They have front license plates. She didn't get a license plate?
No. No.
Oh,
she just knows it's a black truck. It's crazy. She's so upset because she loves him so much. Because she loves all the great shit he gives her. So the police do a little digging and... It turns out that there's one phone number on her cell phone.
Always.
She seems to talk to this guy a lot. Who's this guy? He's a 25-year-old black dude.
Oh, all right.
She's 47. Her husband's 69 or 45. Her husband's 67. He's dead now. And this is 25-year-old. What's that all about? And it turns out, they're having an affair. What do you know?
Yeah.
And, let's check his phone. Hey, what do you know? He was on the Ohio Turnpike.
Oh, wow.
At the same time.
Crazy.
Except that his phone got turned off when he was a half hour away from the murder site. And then it got turned on.
How smart.
I know. And it got turned on an hour later. Back at the same place.
Well, did they show what he said when they asked him about that? What was his excuse?
I think this guy collapsed pretty quickly.
Oh, okay.
It's like, I'm banging her, and we were going to split the money, and she was going to get, he'd been banging her for a while. She was going to get, first of all, she had been caught stealing fentanyl from three hospitals.
Oh, my God.
She's an anesthesiologist.
Mess. Yeah.
And she got this drug problem, and she got kicked out of her job twice. And then the third time, the judge sentenced her to go to rehab. She met this black guy in rehab. 25-year-old, he starts banging her, and I guess her husband knew something was up, and plus I think he's tired of this whole, her stealing from hospitals. He's a doctor.
Yeah, that'd be a problem.
So,
why not just get a divorce?
They are going to get divorced. The only problem
is... from her angle, why not just divorce him?
Well, because she signed a prenup. And she only gets $250,000! And if he dies, she gets life insurance, lots of life insurance, and his millions, and she gets to keep the home, which is like $1 million home. And so he must go. So the 25-year-old guy gives state's evidence. He takes the stand. He tells the whole story. And they're trying to get her thrown away for life, of course. And at some point on the stand, they asked this guy, he said, So you're going to take the money and live happily ever after? And he says, nope, I won my share, and then I was going to leave the bitch. To which, apparently, her body language was, I guess she started crying in court.
Good.
Good. She got,
what'd she get?
She got stung. She got life.
What did he get?
He got 17 years.
He's the one that actually pulled the trigger, though.
I know it's weird, but it was her plan.
But he flipped.
She wanted him dead. Yeah, he flipped. I mean, it could have happened the other way around, I suppose.
She should. Well, how?
But
oh, because she was.
I think they wanted to nail her because it was her husband. And the other thing they found out. They found out that this guy stopped right after he was shot. And she apparently went to the car and said, no, he's okay. It's no big deal. Go on. And they left.
Another car?
Yeah. A car stopped. Yeah. Like, see if he, you know, is there a problem here? You're in an emergency. And she's like, no, he's okay. It was just, he just bumped his head. See you.
Oh, my God. What a moron.
And also, the boyfriend was 6 feet one, I think. She said he was 5'3". It was such total bullshit.
That's
but it was
really
a wild story. I thought I was right about the ending.
Wow.
It was pretty close, as it turns out.
Come on. Someone pulls over and goes, yeah, but this guy, you got to go along with the story there.
No, it's insane. People don't just stop and have a ski mask ready to rob, shoot somebody.
You're robbing
it was
someone,
so
you're not
obvious.
To shoot him in the face.
How can people be so stupid, too?
They don't watch enough ID.
They don't. I would think people would have seen Dateline a couple times or 2020 or something, 48 hours, anything. Don't people know they'll track your phone everywhere? And when you turn your phone off, they go, why did he turn his phone off?
Yeah. No. And why are you
turn their phones
why
off?
Are they communicating in the first place? Because they're going to find that number. You got to be honest about everything.
And your Google searches, too. Yes. People think, you can't find that out. I deleted it.
Yeah, and you can't go to the library either because then you'll be on camera using the computer there.
Yep.
Then you have to pretend you were beaten off or something, like Mike Cooper. That's why you were using the computer.
I was just looking at sports scores and stuff.
Exactly. You always get busted. You can't lie.
Larry!
How far in are we?
Do you ever look at porn? No.
206.
Okay.
Man, can we? The best story of the weekend, though, has to be this cool new Cybertruck, man.
Yeah.
Wow. Did you see the Cybertruck?
The Cybertruck? Elon Musk. Yeah, with the bulletproof windows. But he's giving the demonstration, and a guy throws a metal ball at the window, and it breaks.
What? Yeah.
His reaction.
Sure? Yeah. Oh, my fucking God. Well,
Elon, oh my fucking God.
Maybe that was a little too hard.
I do admire Elon Musk's ability to double down and say, throw it at the other window then. Hopefully that one won't break and that one breaks.
And it
too.
Breaks.
Now, the other aspect to this is that really takes the attention away from what a stupid looking truck.
It is stupid. There was some really funny stuff on Twitter. Somebody said, yeah, it looks like the car I drew when I was in kindergarten.
Yeah. There was another one, too, that said, Brandon, who are the little guys in the sand people in Star Wars?
The Jawas?
The Jawas truck. It kind of looks like the Jawas truck. You know, the big.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Square, angular.
No, it's really weird. I don't.
Now, I think in my head of the people I know that drive F-150s, and I don't think they're going to go for something that looks like this.
It's stainless steel.
So it's very DeLorean-esque because
it's
of that.
Stupid
it's supposed
looking.
It's supposed to be faster than a Porsche. But after seeing the bulletproof windows, I have to wonder about that.
Did you see what the tailgate looks like?
I didn't see the tail.
See if you can find the video, Brandon, where they, of course, you know, are all on an ATV in the back of it and they let it out.
Here's the ridiculous thing. He claims, of course, he had to be embarrassed. He said, we'll fix it in post.
Yeah.
Like, no, because somebody taped you, dick.
Look at that. Sweet. So it extends out so you can just ramp.
Oh, so the tailgate actually turns into a ramp.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
Which is kind of smart. Cool. Kind of smart. But so is doesn't the Silverado have that multi-purpose tailgate?
Yeah. It looks ridiculous.
Dumb.
What's
it's
that
ugly.
Thing on the? What was that thing on the back of it? It looked like a greenhouse.
An optional greenhouse.
Yeah,
what
I think
is
that's
that?
If you want to go camping with it or.
Oh,
something.
I see. Oh, okay, it's a tent.
No one's going camping in that thing.
Anyway, he claims because Elon Musk is always right. You know, you can't tell Elon Musk he's ever wrong. He says, since that aired, we've sold 150,000 of them.
Yeah, right.
Even Pedo Man bought one. Crazy.
Too bad you'll be able to deliver like 20 of them.
He also lost $760 million.
Oh, the stock price?
Yeah. That thing's just ugly. Like, if I saw that on the road, I'd be like, first of all, what an asshole.
I know, it's just boxy.
It's a very look-at-me kind of car for all the wrong reasons.
Yeah, I can't see envying someone driving that. No.
What is it towing in that thing?
Yeah, that looks like it's the new cyber camper.
It's a spy hunter.
If it's faster than a Porsche, I think that's truly interesting, but is it really faster than a Porsche?
I mean, let's say it is. Let's say it off-roads and it hauls and it's really cool. It's still ugly and it looks stupid.
Look at the steering wheel too. It's not even like a round. It's kind of like a Formula One steering wheel.
Oh, like yeah, it's like right. A plane steering wheel, isn't it?
Yeah. It's just an, ugly, ugly car.
Yeah, it's just very different.
It's dumb.
Very
sorry, different. Musk.
You sold me a lemon.
It's so funny that the doubling down. We'll throw it again. Throw it again. We'll see if that window's bulletproof.
So I'm watching Fox News. It was just on my main TV for some reason. I just walked in. And DTJ is on.
Oh, great.
Which was interesting because, you know, I just recently came to the conclusion that, oh, he's going to run for president. I know he's going to run for president. And I'm not, you know, and people keep going, he's not going to be president. I said, no, I'm not saying he's going to be president. I'm saying he's going to run for president. And I noticed that he does seem to, he's got the dad thing down, you know, the attack.
Yeah.
And he speaks fairly well, and maybe, I don't know, he's just as aggressive as his dad, isn't he?
Yeah, but does he have the personality background that Donald Trump has?
Not really, no, but he's still, you know, it's like Kennedy's.
No, I know.
And to call Trump's Kennedy's is...
there's a name recognition there, but...
Yeah, and he's been really loud, and he seems to love those wedge issues.
Yeah.
Like, and so what he was bitching about, and I thought it was interesting, I have to admit, he was saying that, hey, no one's talking about Joe Biden's kid who got paid $83,000 a month. And I've heard $50,000 a month. I've heard $83,000 a month. He doesn't speak a word of Ukrainian. He never set foot in the country. And it turns out he's the father of this kid who... This girl had it while he was living with his brother's widow. He knocked up this other chick, and he hasn't paid a dime of child support. And his point was that, why isn't this a story? Why aren't people talking about this? And I hadn't really thought about it, but honestly, I haven't seen a word about it on morning TV, and I haven't seen it on network news.
Oh, about the love child?
Yeah, the love child, because the DNA matches. It's his kid who's now a year and a half old, and he hasn't paid a dime helping this girl. Who said, by the way, that he was my boyfriend. I think she swears he is the only person who could be the father. And I guess he, in a number of different ways, suggested otherwise, that there's no way, and he's not the father. And then he said he wasn't served right. And
but this goes back
did to everything
whole...
he could to avoid...
How many former vice presidents' kids do you know, or how many do we know all about the kids running?
Well, but this kid is the subject of the impeachment.
That.
You know this whole thing, and if Donald Trump Jr. had a kid and he wasn't paying child support, people would be all over that.
Yeah,
I don't know. It seems like Hunter Biden would be huge news, but one guy actually asked Joe Biden about it. And Joe Biden is the front runner, too, to be president on the Democratic side, in spite of...
He's so cooked.
Oh, my God.
There's no way he went.
They were playing clips from the debate. Did I play those for you, Brandon?
You did.
I watched a lot of the debate. He was fucking awful.
I was like, the only thing
he was good at was when he was attacking the ridiculous Medicare for All plan. Because he knows it won't get passed.
I just thought he was having trouble
out of it, man.
Getting his thoughts out, and at one point, the whole joint was laughing at him.
Yeah, no, I know. He's a disaster.
So this one reporter says, and I thought this is really funny, he says, hey, Joe, congratulations on being a grandfather.
Oh, who's that, Nick? I love it.
He's from Fox News. Okay. And Joe Biden says, that's a private matter. I'm not going to speak about that. And you're the only one that would have asked that.
And he says, classy guy.
And I'm thinking,
attacking the media.
So, well, but the interesting thing is that the media isn't talking about it.
No, I know.
And I don't know why.
But, you know, Trump dresses down reporters, too, for asking questions.
Oh, yeah, sure he does. Yeah. But people tell him, people say he's a big dick. And he can be a big dick, no doubt about it. Well, Biden's
usually... By the way, whatever happened to Hunter? Where the hell is he?
Biden's usually pretty congenial. But oh, did he strike a chord with him? He was pissed.
Welcome to the world, Joe.
So I hadn't even seen any of that debate until they were playing clips on after Donald Trump Jr. was on.
I watched a lot of the debate. It was laughable.
I thought maybe they were. It was like, are they doctoring this? Did this really happen? He really sounded this bad?
I thought he was pretty bad. It's very low energy.
Yeah, I know. It's funny. It doesn't seem like since Trump called him low energy, he seems something's falling apart.
You've got to be really low energy to look low energy between Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders.
Low energy
Although
person.
They're very high energy, especially for their age. And but it just, the look of it is really, it shows how old he is when they're all pretty much the same age, those three.
No, I haven't seen, not like I've been looking at everything, but are people talking about the fact that she said her kids went to public school?
Oh, yeah.
She got busted!
Yeah. Well, one kid did, but of course it's like the best public school in America. And then her son, I think, went to a private school.
Yeah, $17,000 a year. And I'm not sure how this came up. Did someone ask her if her kids went to public school and she said yes?
No. Someone said there was a woman saying, my children don't have the
ability
to, you know, like your children did to go to what I read was private schools. Oh. And she interrupted and said, no, my children went to public school. And then immediately people, you know, pretty much found out.
Actually, the woman's response back to that was even better because she goes, okay, well, we don't have the means to go to the public schools that your kids went to. Was she that rich when she was teaching at Texas?
I don't know.
To send her son to a $19,000 a year private school?
Yeah, I know. I was surprised, too.
It was in the 80s, too. I blew my mind. I knew she was rich. I didn't know she was that rich.
Why do I only see...
Yeah, all these candidates are pretty wealthy. I'm always surprised
Except
to find
Boot
that
edge
out.
Edge.
Yeah. Well, he's mayor of a small town.
And Yang, by the way, isn't as wealthy as we think he is. Yang apparently only has like $1 million to his name.
Well, that's rich by most people's standards.
But we. I don't know why it cuts it off short, but that's her saying.
Well. Oh, God. I hate all this.
I love it. I think it's so entertaining.
2020 is going to be a nightmare.
I'm going to be a blast. I'm so not looking forward to
it. How you consume it.
Well, I do my best, but I don't want any of it.
Well, just laugh at the fun stuff, like the boot edge.
I try.
Have you seen the boot edge dance?
Oh, yes. Yes, I have.
There's so many videos. I could spend all day just watching people do the dumb Pete Buttigieg dance.
Boot edge.
Have you seen the boot edge dance?
I don't even understand why it's... why.
I don't either. I don't either, but I'll sit and watch people do it all day because it's so dumb.
All right. Here's one person doing it.
Oh, but she's mocking it now, isn't she? That's not it, lady.
Oh, how dare anyone mock the Buttigieg dance?
There you
dance.
Go. This is the best one. Oh, they changed the music because
it's
usually
like 100 people.
It's usually to High Hopes, the previous song.
Why did his dance? I don't know.
I don't know why his volunteers do it.
I mean, I think that's going to freak people out, if anything.
Look at these dudes. Look at the one in the short shorts.
They're so into it.
It's like the Macarena. It's like a political
that's
Macarena.
A lot of dudes, though. Oh. What's up with these dudes? Guys want to dance for a candidate?
Some guys do.
I just didn't, wasn't thinking of it that way.
Boot edge edge.
Boot edge edge.
I don't know. It's just going to be so toxic. Ugh.
I know.
I did the.
So what?
I worked the 2012 election in political radio, and it was the worst thing ever. It was so bad. Nobody is going to change their mind about how they feel about anything. They just won't. It doesn't matter.
No,
what
I agree. I agree. You could just cut to the chase right now, have the election, just be done with it. Because nothing's going to change.
You don't even know who the other candidate is.
I know. That's a problem.
And in the meantime, we're going to see 100 memes.
Layla.
More than half of them fake.
As much as I don't like Trump, there's a few Democrats I would never vote for over Trump.
I honestly can't say there's anyone I would want to vote for. There's not one person I would go, I'll defend anything they do. Or even close.
What about Tom Steyer?
What about Bloomberg? Bloomberg is going to come flying in, which is kind of wild.
There's something very American about him just going, I'm waiting to Super Tuesday. I'm spending $60 million. Fuck all you people.
I know. And he makes, he's the 14th richest person in the world. $58 billion. I mean, he dwarfs Trump. This must make Trump crazy.
I don't know if you saw Warren's comment about him where she's like, I understand rich people are going to have more shoes and more cars, but democracy should be equal. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Have you ever watched politics in your life? You're in it. You're a senator. Rich people always have the advantage in everything.
They have the advantage completely.
What are you talking about, lady?
He spent $73 million to win the first mayoral in New York. $73 million.
Oh, that was well worth it. So he could do stop and frisk.
Yeah. And then he spent $78 million the second time. And
I wish I had money to waste like that.
You know, I don't know Bloomberg that well, but he seems like a pretty good speaker. I think he speaks pretty well.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if he has many gaffes.
Yeah, I don't know, because I don't know that much about him.
I know he doesn't like big sodas.
I know he, he's totally loaded, and that's the thing they're going to pick on, which is ridiculous.
He's very anti-gun. Ridiculous.
Yeah, he's very anti-gun, absolutely, and that will solidify a big opposition to him. Yeah. I mean, I think that's almost a problem.
It absolutely is.
However, as far as
not that those people would change their vote, but boy, will that galvanize him to go out and vote.
As far as his money, though, he's giving half of it away, just like Trump. So, oh yeah, Trump's not giving his money away. Sorry.
What do you mean he's giving it away?
There's some billionaire program.
Oh yeah, Warren Buffett.
And they give away. Yeah. At least half their money. That's why, you know, so when people bitch about these billionaires, it's not like they're really that selfish. They do. Most of them do give a shit ton away. I don't know why.
They get some nice breaks.
Well, I don't know. Honestly, I don't know why you can't tax billionaires. Just say, hey, fuck you. 35%. End of story.
I know, especially when Warren Buffett's secretary pays more.
Yeah. More than a billionaire. It's crazy.
The most misleading bullshit stat. But you know what's funny? Did you see who else donated like $97 million over the weekend?
Donated to
homeless nonprofits.
Oh, no. America. I don't think so.
Bezos.
Oh, Bezos did?
But I laughed because
Bezos is not terribly charitable for a man of his wealth.
No. Not at all.
No, but I know. It's kind of interesting.
But Warren Buffett makes his billionaire's pledge, you know, give the Gateses. Both Bill and Melinda are like, okay, we're all in, and all these other real, you know, I think...
Melinda and Bill.
And Bloomberg's in on it. But I don't think Bezos is part of that. He's like, I'm just going to give it away whenever I want.
No, I read a long story, and it was about how, you know, that's one of the big disappointments about him is that he doesn't have that much, in terms of percentage of his income, he doesn't give much away.
Do you think he watched that football game today and decided that he doesn't want either team now? Because... Bezos was connected
to Redskins.
Both.
That's
he
right.
Was connected to both the Redskins, and there was a real bullshit article about him buying the Lions.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't see that.
It was very deceiving.
In Sports Illustrated, it was horseshit because Martha Ford is not going to sell the team because of the amount of money she would have to pay in capital gains.
Yeah, it's best. It would make more financial sense if the children sold the team when she's gone. If they even want to sell the team.
So Bezos is waiting for her to die. That jerk.
That reminds me.
He should just buy the whole NFL. He should buy every team. Does he have enough money to buy every team?
He could pay everybody double what their team is worth, probably. No, he'd pay him triple.
He could.
He should buy out the league.
He could buy the AFL, and then his ex-wife should buy the NFC. He should buy the AFC. She should buy the NFC. And then the Super Bowl really means something.
Oh, man.
So dumb.
You want to hit the outro, Brandon?
You got it.
Beck declared that he's not a Scientologist.
Good.
And, you know, I was so happy because I like Beck. Yeah. And I hate hearing that someone I like is a Scientologist. It just bums me out.
Yeah, our buddy Clay never saw Beck in Clearwater. Down in Florida.
Oh.
That we know of.
Yeah. You know, I can't. I was reading this story, and Beck is saying that
he was born into it.
And he was, yeah. But he says that it was never really a big thing with him. Well, he married a Scientologist. He was born in Scientology, so you know that's not true. And then they also go back and pick up all these quotes from the early 2000s where he's getting angry because people are sort of, you know, on him for being a Scientologist or wanting to know more information. And he's like, it's something that's helped me in my life, and it's not everything, you know. So he seems to be trying to revise history a little bit.
Dweller H.
But it is notable that he's divorcing, it's Giovanni Ribisi's sister.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Is she hot, by the way?
Marissa? She was cute. In Dazed and Confused. She was the redhead.
She's cute.
I like them redheads, man. She had the big old afro. Yeah.
Oh, I don't think she's that hot.
She doesn't have red hair in real life. She's got blonde hair. She's a cutie. Yeah.
She is. She's cute.
See? Yeah, she is. She's attractive.
Oh, I see Giovanni in her.
I know. That's always weird to me. It's like, well, you're banging Giovanni Ribisi in female form. It's kind of weird. But, yeah, so apparently maybe he couldn't leave Scientology if he was married to her.
Well, now
he's a suppressive person from his own wife.
Big time.
I don't understand how this thing still goes on. There's so many cults out there. Beware! I'll keep pointing them out for you. And we'll see you tomorrow, Trudy.
Dweller H.
I can give you a pamphlet for a cult.